Forget about the crowds. The size of the school. And remember what got you here.
It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for tonight's game.
Good evening and welcome to Mankato, Minnesota, the site of the Central Region Tournament in NCAA Division II. Alongside with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and we're 20 minutes away from tip-off time. Northwest Missouri State and Winona State in an opening round game of this Central Region. Northwest coming in with a 22-8 record. Winona State's at 26-7. And Matt Gorder, this is a Winona State team program-wise has had a lot of success in postseason play, a couple of national championships. They made it to the Elite Eight 1 year ago, but it's also a very young squad this year.
Yeah, a very young squad, and you know, when you look at the program as a whole, it's been about the last decade that they have been able to get to this point to being as successful as they are. And basically, Minnesota State, Mankato, and Winona have dominated the Northern Sun Conference over the past 10 years or so, but that's exactly right. It is a young team, prone to maybe some young mistakes that you wouldn't normally see, but they are a very good basketball program, a very strong physical basketball team, so it's going to be a very entertaining game tonight.
Winona State coming off a loss in the Northern Sun Championship game last week, losing to the host school here in Minnesota State, Mankato. And for the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, they're coming off a loss to Missouri Southern in the semifinals of the MIAA tournament down in Kansas City. Matt, this Missouri Southern team coming off a conference tournament title on Sunday, coming into this playing some pretty good basketball, and they had a pretty impressive win earlier today.
Yeah, they looked as good today as they really have all year long. You can tell they're playing determined basketball, and when you talk about Winona State and their last outing, it was in the championship game of their tournament, but that was 11 days ago, and there's something to be said about that. Now, Minnesota State Mankato, who they played in that championship, just played the game prior to this, and basically played a 500 team out of Harding, you know, and it wasn't much of a matchup. So they were able to get their legs back under them, where Winona State is going to have to go up against the Northwest team that played just a few days ago. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out with an 11-day layoff in terms of gameplay.
Minnesota State Mankato with a win over Harding 97-56. So the winner of this matchup between Northwest and Winona will get Minnesota State Mankato tomorrow night at 7:30.
Yeah, and you look at Minnesota State Mankato this year, two of their three losses are to this Winona State team. So it's going to be definitely the best ball game in the first round of this regional, what we're about to see here tonight.
Northwest and Winona State, the two teams going through their pregame warmups. What we got can have more for you on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, on the Minnesota State Mankato campus, along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. As Northwestern run on the state, get ready, or going through their pregame warm-ups for this opening round game of the Central Region. Matt, when you look at Winona State, one of the things that the head coach Ben McCollum's talked about this week that they have to be prepared for is the physical play out of the Warriors.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, you and I had a chance just a short time ago to talk to Doug Carlskin, who's the head coach at Arkansas Tech and was a graduate assistant at Northwest when he was earning his master's degree. And the term that he used was bloodbath, and I think that's probably a good way to describe it. They're going to be a very physical team. Size-wise, it can be that way. They're very built. I mean, you look at most of the guys that we're going to see on the court tonight, even at the guard spot, 6'4 is about the shortest that you're going to see, and they play very physical from guard to the inside. And, you know, we've talked this year about how so many times there haven't been fouls called inside with the Northwest players when they're on offense. Well, that's something that now turns into a positive, something that Northwest has been able to improve themselves upon. You know, we look at Dylan Starzl inside, how many times he's been hammered and banged and no call. And while it was frustrating through the year, that's built up to this point. And it really becomes a positive, I think, for Northwest in a game like this.
And really, when you look at the size situation here, it's not necessarily the size inside Northwest is concerned with, because you've got Slake, Starzl, Kozad that can play in there. It's more the size at the forward and guard spots. So.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, length is a term you'll hear basketball coaches use a lot, and that's one thing that they have out on the perimeter is some length, some ability to get out defensively, get a hand in the face a little bit easier. You know, you can be a half a step behind if you're a guard that's 6'4 or better and make up for it with your length, and that's something that they have the ability to do if they do get behind. But you also look at a guy like Deshaun Cooper. He usually puts guys two, three steps behind when he drives from outside in the perimeter. So I still think Northwest is going to need to go to their strength, get the ball inside first, start to get some scoring inside. Even though there's the length and the physicality from my Winona State, that's something that Northwest can and needs to be able to do early on.
And it's Northwest and Winona State. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Bearcats, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
1960 graduate of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. Betty Bush of Maryville's had a lifelong affiliation with the university, attending the Horace Mann Preschool at 3 years old to retiring as an instructor in the education department. Bush says she has fond memories of her years as a student at Northwest.
Active in sorority and some of the educational society. We were able to do so many things because of Horace Mann. We had so many experiences as educators before we graduated and went into our field, and that was a terrific benefit for those of us who were able to get that opportunity.
Bush says she taught several of the education courses offered at Northwest.
In particular, the reading and language arts courses, preparing teachers to teach reading and language arts. I also taught a course called Multiculturalism, which was a general studies requirement, trying to show students that they have a wide world of experience out there, not just their hometown or Maryville, for that matter. We saw that the mode of presentation changed during that time. When we were using strictly lecture when I started, and of course when by the time I finished and retired, we were using all kinds of technology.
Dr. Bush has continued her affiliation with Northwest following retirement, serving on the university's foundation's board of directors.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to our pregame from Mankato, Minnesota, opening round of the NCAA Division II Central Regional matchup as Northwest Missouri State is getting ready to face Winona State tonight, joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, let's just talk about the trip up to Mankato up to this point and some things you've been working on with the team to get ready for tonight's game.
Well, it's been a great trip. You know, they run a class deal up here. You know, it's been
It's a fun environment. They treat it like it's a big-time NCAA regional, and it's really fun. As far as what we've been working on, just what we do. You don't want to reinvent the wheel going into the NCAA tournament. If anything, we've been focused on the physicality of the Northern Sun and making sure that we handle that and initiate the physicality and take it at them. And that'll be our objective in this game.
I know one of the things talking with you earlier in the week that you wanted to work on, too, is just finding maybe a few more ways to score out of the offense.
Yeah, I think so. I think that this will actually open up a few of our old ways, just because they haven't played us, two, three times, and aren't familiar with us. We haven't played. I don't think we've ever played Winona State. So that'll help open up some of those old things that we had before, and so it'll naturally open up some options.
It looks like Winona State's coming in with a team that's got a lot of size, even out at the guard position, but a team that's a relatively young team right now.
Yeah, they started a lot of freshmen, a few sophomores, and then obviously a couple seniors. I think they finished second in the Northern Sun. You don't finish second in the Northern Sun with having bad players. So they'll have plenty, and they'll be good. They'll be tough.
What are some of the keys to the way these two teams match up?
We got to get some penetrating pitch. I don't know how good they guard the basketball. They kind of sag, just kind of sit in the paint and rely on their size. So you got to move them around a little bit and create little avenues for you to drive, and then defensively, just play our defense, fight and pressure and get after them.
Hey, you feel like one of the keys too is just kind of going, diving after loose balls and doing a lot of the hustle things to try to out-hustle them tonight?
Yeah, I think that's key in any regional, is those 50-50 balls make the difference in a basketball game, and we need to make those ours.
All right, well, Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We'll be back and have the starting lineups right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
The Northwest Missouri State speaking Bearcats will travel to Indianapolis to compete in the Pi Kappa Delta National Comprehensive Tournament next Thursday through Sunday. This will be the final tournament for the speaking Bearcats this season. Last month, Northwest freshman public relations major Emily Myers and freshman marketing major Nick Van Ross won the national title for public forum debate. Myers says it was a very humbling experience to win.
We were not expecting it at all. We're both freshmen going into the national tournament, and we knew that the reigning national champions were there and were in our pool, so we decided we were just going to take it one round at a time, and we were hoping to even pull away with a single win, so we were very excited.
She says she is especially grateful for winning after going through a difficult childhood battling a speech impediment.
When I was younger, as soon as I started speaking, my parents realized I had a speech impediment. I couldn't say S's and I couldn't say my L's, and I just could barely be understood when I was younger. So I started taking speech classes, and then in first grade I was diagnosed with dyslexia. So then I was also in special education for that until about 6th, 7th grade.
After a speech impediment, Myers didn't ever think she would become a public speaker. She says it happened when she overcame her fear and got involved in theater in high school.
By the time I got to high school, I had an amazing speech and debate coach, Trudy Kinman, in high school, who really pushed me and motivated me. And that was when I really discovered how much I loved public speaking. And that's when I decided that it was a special gift, because majority of people hate it. So I definitely took it as a gift of mine that I enjoyed it so much, and I decided I wanted to pursue it.
Myers says faith in God plays a major role in her life and says he's the reason for her success. She plans to go into the seminary after college. Myers adds if anyone would like to become a part of the Speaking Bearcats, to contact their coach Brian Swafford at 660-562-1506.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show.
Pregame Show.
Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota. A quick check of the starting lineups. First of all, for Northwest at 22-8 on the year, their normal starting lineup, Deshaun Cooper and Bryson Williams at the guards. Cooper averaging 17 points and 3 rebounds a game, and Williams 10 points and 3 boards a contest. Forwards, Connor Crooker, 6'2 sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds. And also inside, Kyle Schlake, a 6'10 senior out of Firth, Nebraska, averaging 3 points, 3 rebounds. And Dylan Starzl, a 6'8 senior out of Kearney, Missouri, averaging 15 points and 6 rebounds a game. For Winona State, again, a very young team, with the exception of Kellen Taylor. He is starting at the forward position, a 6'7 senior of Plymouth, Nebraska. He's the NCIC Defensive Player of the Year, at averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also at a forward is Kyle Bellman, a 6'8 freshman redshirt at Wells, Minnesota. Another forward is Taylor Cameron, a 6'5 senior of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. At the guards, Mark Blacklock, a 6'6 sophomore at Winona, Minnesota. And Riley Dominick, a 6'5 freshman redshirt at Trempealeau, Wisconsin. That's the way the lineups look. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MaryvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
You might get a few free throws, but everything else in our house is going to cost you. Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Tip is up, and it's controlled by Northwest on the blocks off the left side. Dylan Starzl on a shot fake up with a shot in the left end. Northwest Missouri State out to a 2-0 lead. As the Bearcats lead Winona State in this opening round game of the Central Region in Mankato, Minnesota.
That shot fake got three defenders in the air.
Winona State with it. They go from there. Right there, left through the lane with the drive is Blacklock. A left-hander shot on the left. No, and Bryson Williams with the rebound for the Cats. Cats in their gray uniforms for this matchup. The white numerals and North for Winona State, their home of white uniforms with the purple numerals and trim. After the top of the key off the right side is Deshaun Cooper. Brings it top the key for Williams. Again, man-to-man defense out of Winona State. They'll play some 2-3 as well. Kirker off the left wing. Gets a screen by Slake. Goes cross-court right side for Cooper. Again, a 2-0 lead. Northwest Missouri State in front of Winona. Down the lane. Cooper through the lane. Kicks it back left side. Open Williams on the wing with the three. Rims around and out. Rebound and put back. A swatted away. A Starzl had the board, but it was blocked away inside by Bellman. And here comes Winona State on the fast break. And then it kept right side. Goes on the baseline off the right for Bellman. Fadeaway jumper. Barely grazes at the rim. Rebound inside Slake for Northwest. Cast from air left to air right. Cooper will walk it across the timeline. First meeting between these two schools in basketball. Cooper accelerates through the lane. Low right side for Starzl. On the right wing, open is Kirker to three. Off the front of the rim, no. And the rebound in the lane, ripped down and pulled down by Taylor Cameron for Winona State. He'll take it across the timeline. Looks on the right side for Dominic. Drives the lane. And on the right side won't go. Rebound inside. Crooker for Northwest. Alec Cooper. He'll take it down the right sideline to the right wing. Now top of the key. Slate goes low right side. Fine stars. Another shot fake. Another shot fake up in Starzl's glass. He got two. One interstate players are in the air. And Starzl with another bucket. And Northwest Missouri State out to a 4-0 lead.
You know, a big guy like that, you wouldn't think needs to use shot fakes, but when they do, they're always more effective.
Blacklock off the right wing, out to the top of the key is Bauman. Swings it left side on the wing. Cameron, a three attempt with the left hand while going to rebound in the lane. Crooker for Northwest. Northwest out to a 4-0 lead. Again, this is a Winona State team that's had a lot of success the last 10 years or so, but a team with a lot of freshmen and sophomores that are contributing. Out to the top of the key is Cooper. Looks right side, Slake. Now to Crooker on the right wing. Free throw line goes out front. Left for Williams. High post. Fine stars. Cut him a little bit off guard as he was stumbling just a bit. Now to Cooper. Left baseline. Drives to Slake up on the shot and a travel call. He tried to go up with it over Blacklock and the ball will belong to Winona State. Winona State under the direction of Mike Leaf. He's Winona's all-time leader in wins with 368 coming into this game. And he's got a couple of national championships to his credit. Across the timeline on the right side, Cameron. Out between the circles for Blacklock. He's playing for his hometown in Winona. And a jumper off the left side is good as Kellen Taylor took it and dropped it down off the free throw line left. That's the first bucket of the game for Winona State. It's a 42 Bearcat lead over the Warriors. Into the front court goes Cooper. Dribbles between the circles to the right wing. Out front, finds Zach Snyder. He's checked in. Out top of the key with it is Williams. Way up front, top of the key, knocks it in. Bryson Williams with his first bucket. It's a three, his 41st of the season. And Northwest out to a 7-2 lead. On the left side, Cameron brings it out to the top of the key for Bauman. It's on the right wing, Blacklock. Sets up, wants the three over Snyder. It's too hard, and rebound to Northwest. Kessling, a great job on the defensive boards early on. Kirker had the rebound, gives it to Cooper. Now low on the baseline right, four stars off of the shot. A little bit of a collision inside Bauman, and the shot off, and it's picked up by Winona State. Taylor across the timeline, looks on the right side for Cameron. Now they go low inside, a ball fake up of the shot, and it runs around, and now taken and missed by Bauman, rebound Northwest. And Cooper clears it away. Coach Ben McCollum right in front of us tells his team to slow it up. Cooper walking now across the timeline, dribbles to the left wing. Now, quick acceleration through the lane, the runner on the way, off the glass, and good. Deshaun Cooper knocks it down. And Northwest out to a 9-2 lead over Winona State. On the left side, Cameron. They're swinging on the right for Blacklock. Off that right wing. Trying to go into the lane with it. And that finds the right side, Bauman. Through the lane, inside for Cameron. Cameron on the left side for Blacklock. A step back jumper misses too hard. And the rebound on the baseline. Fought for and controlled by Taylor for Winona State. They swing it left side for Bimenic. Through the lane he goes. Drives and the layup is good. Tough drive to the bucket by Riley Bivinic. And he is one of those freshmen in this lineup for Winona State. 9-4, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper into the front court off the right side. He's picked up defensively by Cameron. They swing at left side, where that is Williams. Now back to Crooker. To Cooper in the right baseline. Drives underneath the bucket. Kicks it back out front for Snyder. Quick pass left wing for Williams into the left corner. Cooper sets up. He'll take the three and knocks it down. Deshaun Cooper with 5 points after knocking down the three, and it's a 12-4 Northwest lead.
Cameron was so worried about Cooper's drive, he gave him plenty of space to let off that three.
Driving underneath the bucket is Cameron. Now on the right side, and a travel violation. They got it on the right. Blacklock, who gets called for the travel, and we got a break in the action. Good start to this game, and a good crowd from Northwest Missouri State behind us, giving the cast a standing ovation as they come over to the huddle. With 14-19 left in the first half, it's Northwest Missouri State 12 and Winona State 4. We'll be back right after this 30 seconds timeout. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, Northwest Missouri State in front of Winona State, 12-4. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Morning, Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Matt, a good start for the Bearcats.
Yeah, and one thing that Coach McCollum just mentioned to him during the timeout, stay calm on offense, you know, with that physical play from Winona. But on the defensive end, match that physical play. Be physical with them on defense the same way they're being physical at the other end. So basically, do what you've been doing. It's been working so far.
Bats will have the ball following the timeout. And inbound will be Zach Snyder. Matt Wallace comes into the game for Northwest as well. Williams, along with Starzl and Kirker on the floor. Out top the key is Bryson. Looks on the left side, finds Kirker. Out to the top the key for Williams. Right side for Matt Wallace as he tries to dribble out front. A little head check and a foul coming up on Winona State. And this will go on Josh Longan. Longan picking up his first foul. He's another freshman redshirt in this lineup for the Warriors. 5'10 freshman redshirt of Germantown, Wisconsin. Winona doing a good job recruiting not only out of Minnesota, but also in Wisconsin. Wallace through the lane, into the right corner for Snyder. Thought about the three, now to Williams on the right wing. Pulls up, out top. As Winona State now in a 2-3 zone following the timeout. Kirker with her on the left wing. Pulls up, left corner, finds Snyder. He sets up, wants the three, and the ball is stuck as it is wedged between the rim and the backboard. And the ball will go to Winona State. 13-46. Left in at the first half, a 12-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. Longdon will take it across the timeline, met by Kirker. Northwest is always in man-to-man defense. On the left side, Taylor hands off to Massport. Conrad Massport, right side pass for Bellman. At the elbow, brings it to Longdon. Now finds Gunning through Mavinic. Takes a jumper from 14, knocks it down in the lane. Riley Mavinic, he has 4 points, and it's a 12-6 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Jets have led the entire way. Now Wallace is getting a lot of playing time as this season's gone along, especially in the last couple of weeks, handling the point duties. Now to Snyder between the circles. To Wallace goes low right side for Starzl, trying to post up for with Bellman. Dribbles and cooks it back out top to keep for Wallace. Shot clock's at 16. Left side pass finds Kirker. Kirker with right-handed dribble through the lane. Out front Wallace. Wallace inside the arc goes low right side. Five stars off of the shot. Won't go. Trying to go up and over Bellman. And the rebound 3-1 on the state on the fast break. Left side Mavinic. To the free throw line. Kicks it out front for Taylor. Taylor with a left-handed dribble on. Stars will kick it in the left corner for Longan. Longan to the free throw line. His dribble nearly stolen by Wallace. But it goes to Massport and Winona State with it offensively. They've got 18 seconds on the shot clock. Northwest up by 6. Off the right side to Vinick. Tries to drive to the baseline. Little runner on the way off the further rim, though. And the rebound on the floor chased by Williams for Northwest. Northwest with it from our left to our right as Wallace takes it across the timeline. In Northwest in their gray alternate uniform with white numerals trimmed in green. Now top of the key, Wallace to the free throw line. Left side on the wing, Snyder the three on the way. Got nothing to make. Zach Snyder knocks down the three. And Northwest in front 15-6 as the freshman of the year scores for Northwest. Down the lane to the bucket on the other end as Taylor misses the layup. And the rebound is Snyder for Northwest. Wallace will slow it up as he'll walk it across the timeline, met by Mongan. Dribbles left side, gets a screen by Snyder. Dribbles to the left wing. Out to the top of the key. Now into the lane for Starzl. Hooks it into the right corner. There's Kirker with a three on the way. Got Connor Kirker knocks down the three. Got a little bit of help from somebody. English by Ben McCullum right in front of us.
It worked. That was awesome.
Out on the left side, through the lane, but Bennett tries. Misses the layup as he was pushed, going up with a shot. Missed foul. It'll come up on Northwest. I think I look like a little bit of a ballerina there.
Yeah, he kicked up his right leg a little bit and had a lean. You know, almost like he was trying to get the old-time TV in and get that right angle to get rid of the snow.
Breaking the action with 11:31 left in at the first half. Northwest 18, Winona State 6. We'll be back to Mankato, Minnesota, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Northwest Missouri State in front of Winona State, 18-6 in the opening round of the Central Region of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. Northwest shooting 53% from the field. They're 7-13. Winona State just 3-12 from the field.
You know, and I think this gym likes to give up threes. We saw Mankato in the game before this go 17 of 28 on three-point attempts. So the shots can go down for sure.
At the free throw line, and knocking down the first free throw for Winona State was Riley Bembenek. He was fouled by Williams as he went driving through the lane before the timeout. Bembenek, a 6'5 freshman redshirt. Second free throw is good. And he's got 6 points, six of the eight Winona State points. Northwest up by 10. The winner of this one will get the host school, Minnesota State Mankato, tomorrow night at 7:30 in the semifinals. Northwest facing 2-2-1, full-court pressure as Cooper back into the ballgame. We'll take it across the timeline. Now to Wallace. It's on the right side to Cooper. Out front left side for Kirker. Bounce pass low left on the baseline for Wallace. Goes out front with the pass for Cooper on the wing. Knocks down another three. Cooper with two threes in this first half. Northwest in front 21-8. Cross midcourt, Taylor Cameron. Moving right side on Cooper. Brings it out between the circles. Gets the screen. Out top of the key, left-handed three short. Rebound in lane. Kirker's done a great job on the defensive boards in this first half. Well, give the pass away to Wallace, and he'll take it across the timeline. He's guarded by Masberg as Winona State. Back to man-to-man. Now they dribble right side as Wallace pulls up. On the right side for Kirker. Kirker trying to find Kozad low on the blocks right side as he checked in during the timeout. Takes a dribble. Tries to go forward. The pass inside. Knocked away by Taylor. Chased down by Cooper for Northwest. Shot clock's at 7. Cooper down the lane right. Backpedal. Step back jumper. Off the back of the ramp. Fight for the rebound. And whistle the foul. Snyderman crashing the board inside with Masberg. And we'll get called for the foul. Zach Snyder picks up his first foul. Officials for tonight's game, David Stevens along with Nathan Chitwood and Tommy Meyer. That just the second team foul on Northwest. 21-8, Northwest Missouri State in front. Mongan across the timeline, out between the circles. Guarded by Kirker out front. Near the mid-court line, goes right side on the wing for Taylor. Taylor back to Mongan on the left side. Back to Taylor right wing. Dies to the right baseline on Snyder. Trying to find cutting through the lane. Isaiah Gray, ball knocked loose off his hip. Picked up by Cooper from Northwest. He'll take it across the timeline left side. As he slides to a halt, a whistle and a bump and a foul coming up. And this one will go on Winona State. Kyle Melcher will pick up the foul. He checked in during that timeout. Melcher, a 6'6 senior out of Owatonna, Minnesota. It's a four-year starter on the Winona State football team as a tight end. And then down out between the circles right side comes to Schneider for Northwest. Gives a right for Cooper. Cooper, cross court left side, looking at a 2-3 zone for Kirker. Now into the left corner. Wallace dribbles to the top of the key. Underneath, trying to find Kozad, does in the baseline off the right side. Underneath the bucket, kicks it back left side. Kirker, quick pass out top. Schneider, the three on the way. Good! Zach Schneider with his second three. 24-8, Northwest Missouri State in front.
Great ball movement against that zone.
Out front with it is Gray to the free throw line. Back pedals left. Winona State compares Gray a little bit to Cooper. He's got a little more size than Cooper. Out front, pass left side goes to Cameron. Missed the shot. Gray with a rebound in the lane. Puts it up and in. And now 24-10, Northwest lead over Winona State. Across the timeline right side goes Wallace. Slows down the pace. Top of the key. Free throw line. Left side finds Kozad inside the arc. And 18 puts up for good. Grant Kozad continues the hot shooting for Northwest out to a 16-point lead. On the left side is Gray. Out to the top of the key, Taylor. Back to Gray on the left wing, guarded by Wallace. Gray finds Mongan. Bounce pass, high right side. They find Cameron. In the lane, hits dribble, knocked loose by Kirkman. Rolls into the left side, picked up by Taylor. The baseline underneath the bucket shot, rejected by Cozad, but it was on a foul. And this most likely will come up against Cozad. Grant will pick up his first foul, team's third foul. Winona State right now with two team fouls. And this will get the Warriors to the free throw line. As Kellen Taylor will go to the line. First trip to the line tonight. First trip for Taylor as he goes to the line where he's a 78% shooter on the season. The knee bend and the free throw. Was it too hard? Tyler Funk along with Dylan Starzl into the game for Northwest. A couple of Kearney, Missouri Natives as Snyder goes to the sideline along with Matt Wallace. And a couple of substitutions for Coach Lee for Winona State. So we'll get Kyle Bauman back into the game. And also Riley Bumonic also checks back in. 8:37 left in the first half. Northwest up 26-10. They led the entire half. At the line, Taylor knocks down the free throw. And now a 26-11 lead for Northwest.
Already two MIAA teams into the semifinals of this tournament. Northwest trying to make it three out of the four semifinal teams out of the MIAA. Potentially could have been 4-4, but two of them played against each other today.
Makes it a little tough there.
Yeah.
We'll talk with the commissioner of the MIAA, Dr. Bob Bullrichter, at halftime. On the right side is Cooper. Hooks the bounce pass, low right for Starzl, trying to post up with Blackhawk. Bent in the lane with a hook and knocked it in. That's a nice matchup between Starzl and Blackhawk inside. Northwest got the best of it. Northwest in front, 28-11. Out front left is Isaiah Gray. Drives on Kirker through the lane. Ball nearly knocked loose. And we'll try to scoop the pass left side. Gets it to Mungan. Mungan through the lane. Drives and will we get a hell ball? Yes. Strucker forcing the hell ball to going through the lane. Castle get it with the alternate possession with 8:01 left in the first half. Northwest up 28-11. Kirker with a very good first half so far. He goes to the sideline to get a breather as Bryson Williams checks back in. Northwest from our left to our right in this first half. Cozad getting ready to trigger the inbound as the Cats will take it full court. Tyler Funk on the floor along with Starzl, Williams, and Cooper.
Little confusion. I don't think they had switched the arrow from when the ball had gotten stuck on that shot by Snyder earlier in the half.
Starzl out front to Cozad as Winona State back to man-to-man defense. Now to Cooper on the right side. Down the lane, pulls up. Out front left side for Funk. Boy, a lot of pushing and shoving going on in the lane with Starzl and Bauman. And I actually got Bauman this time. That's the third team foul on Winona State as Bauman gets called for the foul. Another break in the action. This with 7:42 left in the first half. Northwest 28, Winona State 11. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or at pitsautobody.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Northwest in front of Winona State, 28-11, in an opening round game of the Central Regional Tournament in Mankato, Minnesota. Matt Gorder going back to comments from Coach Ben McCollum in the pregame. He thought one of the keys would be the kickouts after getting the ball inside, some kickouts on the perimeter, and Northwest has really done that well and taken advantage of that.
Well, you can tell, as we see from a lot of teams, we see this out of Winona tonight, they are very concerned about that inside game for Northwest, and that's what opens up the outside opportunities, and the Cats have taken advantage.
Hitting 6-9 on three-point shots, trying to get an inbound, and Winona State making it tough. Northwest will call a timeout before getting a five count, trying to get that inbound pass, so we'll keep it right here with 7:42 left in the first half, and Northwest in front 28-11.
Yeah, so far the Cats have, as expected, matched that physicality from Winona State. And, you know, they have, this is definitely just in the first, you know, part of this game, you can tell it's the most physical Northwest has had to play so far this year. And they've come ready for it, knowing that it was going to happen tonight.
Boy, and really seeing it inside with Starzl and Bauman, the freshman redshirt at Wells, Minnesota. He's a 6'8 guy just like Starzl. And they're both going at it inside.
Yeah, Starzl, I think, you know, obviously with that experience, I think is going to be able to win the advantage in that matchup. I mean, when you've got very similar size Starzl, maybe a little stronger, thanks to Joe Quinlan. That's one thing that Winona doesn't have is Joe Quinlan, but I think that's definitely a matchup that favors Northwest.
Northwest with the inbound, Cooper out between the circles. Well, penetrate, kicks it back right side for Funk, and he'll dribble back out front. Man-to-man out of Winona as Funk dribbles left. Out front now to Schneider. It's on the right wing for Cooper. Cooper with the left-hander dribble through the lane, goes left side, Williams. Williams now on the left wing for Funk. Shot clock's at 14 as Funk goes to Ivan to the baseline, and a hand check and a foul coming up on Riley Bambenek, and that will be his first foul, I believe. So Northwest will inbound. Baseline left as Cooper will get to inbound. Trying to lob it in, and Snyder chases it and brings it to Funk out front left side. 7:17 left in the first half. Northwest in front, 28-11. Funk at the top of the key, looks on the right side, Cooper, dribbles right, pulls up, ball fake, out top of the key for Funk. Funk through the lane, drives, little runner on the way off the back of the rim, and the rebound inside, Bauman pulls it away for the Warriors. He has it to Gray across the timeline left, pulls up his dribble on the wing, out front for Dominic. Dribbles left side, now back right on Funk, puts it out front right side, black lock with the long three, rims around it out, and the rebound starts all for Northwest. And he will hand it off to Cooper, and he'll bring it down the court. Winona State now 0-5 on three-point opportunities. Into the front court, left side, Cooper for Northwest. Dribbles left side, pass Gray, pulls up, kicks it out first. Schneider wide open, top of the key, three is good. 9 points for Schneider coming off the bench. And Northwest in front, 31-11. On the right side with the dribble is Dominic. They swing it left side for Mongan. Low left side is Bauman. Trying to post up with Starzl. Hip side Cooper coming over. Reaches in. We'll get called for the foul. This will be Deshaun Cooper's first foul. 6:12 left in the first half. And the Cats up 31-11. Funk and Cooper going to the sideline. Kirker back in along with Wallace.
Cats now 7 of 10 on threes. Amazing start from the outside.
For Northwest, they finished the regular season leading the MIAA in three-point shooting percentage. 31-11, Northwest in front. Winona State with the inbound out near the timeline is Isaiah Gay with the dribble and away from the ball. Whistling a foul. This one coming up on the Warriors. Will push away from the ball. And this will give the Bearcats the ball.
One thing Winona likes to do is they like to set a ton of screens offensively. And this time around, one of those screens was illegal.
And that will go against Kyle Bauman. That is his second foul for the 6'8 freshman. Kozad back into the ballgame for Northwest. Giving Starzl a breather. Williams on the right wing. Out to the top of the key for Kozad. Looks left side for Wallace. Wallace dribbling between the circles. Kirker on the left wing. Will drive to the free throw line. Through the lane. Lost the handle of the ball. And is picked up by Winona State. Hit Gray on the fast break. Through the lane. To the bucket. Drives. Whistle on a foul. Snyder trying to slide over on the defense. I think we're going to call for the foul here. And they're going to call this instead of Matt Wallace, and this will go on Wallace picking up his first. Thanks, Snyder, by his reaction, thought it was going his way. This will get Gray to the line.
You can tell the one official that made that call, he likes to dominate games. He's made the bulk of the calls, I would say probably 90% of them so far.
Gray knocks down the first free throw. He's got 3 points coming off the bench. A 73% shooter, freshman redshirt out of Golden Valley, Minnesota. Coaching staff for Winona State really worked on his shot in the offseason. He liked to shoot it from about his waist. They've got him to where he's working and releasing it up around his forehead now. And he knocks down the free throw. At the college level, I think when you put it up your waist, you're going to get a few of them rejected. Northwest Missouri State up 31-13. Wallace on the left side. His dribble is stolen by Taylor. Taylor breakaway on Wallace. Drives and slams it down with the one hand. Dallin Taylor got the steal. And that is his 39th on the season. 6'7 player playing out on the perimeter against Wallace. Dribbles left side. Now top of the key, Wallace. Looks on the right wing for Kirker. Cooker out front left for Wallace. Wallace with the dribble left side, drives underneath the bucket, kicks it in the right corner. They swing it right side for Cooker. Cooker with a little pass on the left corner for Wallace. Now there's Snyder back to Wallace. Left corner, three on the way. Off the back of the rim. Kozad fights for the rebound. The elbow on the left side and a foul. And this one to come up against Winona State. Foul will go on Pavenic. And that will be his second foul. He really questions the call right now with one of the officials.
And that's one thing the coaching staff made sure to let the players know for Northwest is it's going to be a physical game. There's going to be times you're frustrated with calls, but do not question the officials. That's what the coaches can do, and the players should just stay out of that. And so far, the Northwest players have done just that.
Cooper then bound to Kozad, back to Cooper, dribbles out to the top of the key. He is being picked up defensively by Gray, dribbles around into the bucket on the left side, rolls through and misses the layup, and the rebound to Taylor for Winona State. On the fast break, left side, Blacklock. Well, off top of the key, Taylor wants the three and got it. Kellen Taylor knocks down the three out front. And that's his 22nd this season. A timeout Northwest with 4:39 left in the first half. The Northwest Missouri State in front 31-18. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
31-18 Northwest in front of Winona State with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. 4:39 left in the first half. Matt, I think a good timeout out of the Bearcats.
Yeah, it is. You know, and even though it's not back to a single-digit game or anything like that, there is a little momentum going Winona State's way.
Cooper dribbling down the lane to the right side to the bucket. High off the last one, going to foul. As he has been the last couple times going right by Isaiah Gray with that first step, getting the lane to the bucket. And that time, Kellen Taylor coming over on the help side defense will pick up the foul. That'll be his first. And this gets Cooper to the free throw line for the first time tonight. Sean, a 75% shooter on the year. His free throw is good. Coaching staff for Winona State this week talking about Cooper, how he concerns him with his ability to penetrate and go with some of the nice assists, but also a concern that he can step back and knock down the threes, which is what he has done.
And Winona State has just received a bench warning from the official. That's something that's a little odd in basketball. Usually it's just a technical. That's something you hear about in football.
Cooper at the free throw line knocks down the second free throw. Cooper's taken more threes than anyone on the Winona State's roster. And, again, that is something between the threes and his ability to penetrate that really has had Coach Mike Leaf telling his team in, that they have to concentrate on tonight. On the left side, Gray on the left wing, trying to go in the left corner, lobs it out front left. Finds Nick Ahrens. Now left side for Gray. Out between the circles for Mongan. Dribbles right side, pulls up, hooks a pass between the circles for Blacklock. Blacklock driving out Starzl down the lane, left side lays it up and in. Blacklock knocks it down, and it's a 33-20 game. Northwest up by 13. Their largest lead has been 20 in this first half. 3:50 left in at the half, and Northwest again up 33-20. On the right side is Kirker, low right for Starzl. Starzl trying to dribble in the lane, whistle on and pushing a foul. And that's going to come up inside on Winona State.
They're starting to tighten up the calls a little bit on Winona defensively.
And that one coming up on Winona State with 3:43 left. And that one going on Nick Ahrens, who just came into the ballgame, picking up his first time to post up inside. Got a break in the action. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, Northwest Missouri State in front of Winona State, 33-20. All right, have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Charles will have the line foul before the timeout. That was the eighth team foul on the Warriors. Starzl at the line, shooting a 1-1 opportunity. The front end of 1-1 good. 7 points for Starzl this evening. Northwest in front 34-20. And they've led by as many as 20 in this first half. Second free throw by Dillon on the way and good. 35-20. Northwest in front of Winona State. Gray across midcourt. Looks on the right side for Taylor. On the right wing. Mongan. Out of Gray on the left side, trying to drive on Williams, does as he goes to the bucket on the left side of the lane, whistling a foul. And this one will come up on Dillon Starzl, sliding over on the hillside. He'll pick up his first foul.
You mentioned some similarities between Gray and Cooper for Northwest. Gray nowhere near as quick. It does take him a little longer to get to where he wants to go, but same style of basketball as you'll see out of Cooper.
And his free throw is good. He has 5 points coming off the bench. 3-3 at the free throw line. 35-21. Northwest in front of Winona State. His second free throw rolls right. And Northwest Missouri State with the rebound as Williams pulls it down. Gives it to Cooper. Starzl, Snyder, and Kirker also on the floor for Northwest. Cooper off the key, drives on Gray as he gets a screen through the line, kicks into the right corner. Snyder wide open, three on the way, rims around it out, and Gray with the rebound for Winona. From our right to our left across the timeline. Pulls up the dribble, right side pass, finds Mongan, hooks it back right side on the wing. Aaron's with a three attempt, won't go. Cooper in the lane with the rebound for Northwest. They'll pull it up as they'll walk it across the timeline left side. Northwest in front, 35-21. Just under 3 minutes left in the first half. Cooper dribbling right side. Top of the key is dribble, stolen away by Gray. Gray on the breakaway, the other way to the bucket, and the shot blocked away from behind by Deshaun Cooper. That's his first block of the season as he knocks that one out of bounds. End of the game, Conrad Masberg, 4-1-0 State. Takes the place of Nick Ahrens.
Big key there is Cooper not getting frustrated and committing a foul, making it a double mistake.
Inbound by Morgan out front. Gray dribbles between the circles. Trying to drive on Williams out front left with the pass for Blackhawk. Picked up by Starzl on the perimeter. Now to Taylor left wing. Back coming into the lane on a Crooker. Top of the key, Gray. Drives on Williams down the lane. Left side reach in and a foul coming up. This one to go on to Williams. That's his second foul. 35-21. Northwest Missouri State up with 2:26 left in this first half. Now you can hear a lot of Bearcat fans from behind us cheering on this Northwest team. They've made a long trip up here to Minnesota, and a good crowd on hand for this.
Well, you know, switching to the Central region, while the trip is a little colder, it's not as long as some of those South Central regional trips down to Texas. So it does make it easier for Bearcat fans who you know want to be here to make the trip.
Gray knocks down the free throw, 4-5 at the line. Yeah, like 71 in Maryville today, and we had a high of around 30 up here in Mankato.
And the piles of snow are still taller than the vehicle.
Gray back to the line. Second free throw is good. And we've got a break in the action. We'll keep it right here with 2:26 left in the first half. Northwest up 35-23. Northwest have led the entire way.
Got to put themselves in a position, you know, where they can just kind of maintain and manage the basketball game. You don't really have to do anything special. It's exactly what you want to do. You know, try to get out to a double-digit lead and then just basically take care of business. You don't have to, nobody has to do anything extra. Nobody has to do anything above what they can do. And they can continue to build on this lead, even doing it that way. And you know, if you want to be greedy, you want to see them get a big win, because Minnesota State Mankato cruised so easily in their matchup against Harding that the easier the win here today, if you can get it, the better it's going to be. You know, Mankato is sitting back, and they want to see these two teams get after each other, maybe go a few overtime, something like that. So if Cats can increase the lead and get a little bit of a cruise themselves, that'd be great.
Minnesota State Mankato with a 97-56 win over Harding prior to this game. And winner this one gets Minnesota State Mankato. Kirker through the lane with the drive and lays it up and in. That's a runner in the lane by Connor Kirker. And Northwest in front, 37-23. On the right side, Mongan. Out between the circles, left for Taylor. Now to Gray on the wing, guarded by Kirker. Takes a free throw line through the lane with the little runner, and it's good as Gray drives through. 37-25 Northwest. The other end of the semifinal will be an all MIAA event tomorrow, as that will match up Missouri Southern and Central Missouri. On the right side, Cooper. Bounce pass, top of the key for Funk. Goes into the lane, finds Starzl. Kicks it into the right corner, Snyder. Quick pass out front for Cooper. Through the lane he goes, kicks it left side. Kirker on the wing with the three. It's good. Connor Kirker knocks down his second three of the game. 40-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. Backlock on the right wing. Wayne the circle for Mongan. Left side for Gray. Gray on the left side. Squares the dribble, goes into the left corner for Blacklock. Goes dribble with the right hand to the left wing. Trying to look inside, nothing there. Stars are all over, and he tosses it inside. Whistle on a foul. They try to get the pass over Funk and to Taylor, and I think Funk will pick up the foul. And this one will go on Tyler Funk. That'll be his first. A 40-25 Northwest Missouri State lead. They've led by as many as 20 in this first half and have led the entire way. Taylor going to the free throw line. And he is fouled trying to post up in the blocks off the left side. And his free throw is good. He's got 9 points in the first half. He averages just over 9 a game. He's the Northern Sun Defensive Player of the Year. Also a first-team All-Northern Sun performer. And his second free throw rims in. Goes into double figures. Northwest up 40-27. Cooper across the timeline left side for Northwest as the Cats from our left to our right. Northwest in their alternate gray uniforms. Between the circle, Snyder, right side, Cooper, trying to hook the pass low, and it's kicked in a soccer kick, essentially, by Munga. It goes about 5 rows deep into the sideline here. And Northwest will inbound with 23 on the shot clock in front of the Winona State bench. Snyder cross court with the inbound pass for Funk, and now to Cooper. Let's go one-on-one with Munga. Now takes the top of the key. Slips, but keeps his dribble at the top of the key. Takes the three and got it. Slipped just a little bit. Step back and knocked down the three. And Northwest in front, 43-27. Now through the lane. To the bucket right side, Gray. Kicks it back out front right side, Mongan. Left side is Taylor. The three misses off the left side. Rebound Cooper for Northwest. 26 seconds left in the first half. Northwest in front, 43-27. Cooper to walk it across the timeline. Met by Mongan. Dribbles right side. Northwest looking for the last shot of the half. 13 seconds left in the half. And from behind, fell on a Winona State and Mongan. A scooper had that quick first step, went past him, and got pushed from behind. Mongan picks up his second foul. And this will get Cooper to the line with 11.5 seconds left in the half. And Northwest in front, 43-27. Sean Cooper, 5'8", senior out of St. Louis, going to the line where he's 2-for-2 tonight, and now 3-for-3 as he knocks down the first free throw, and he's got 14 points total in the half. Sean, earlier this week, named to the Daktronics All-Central Region squad. Back to the line, second free throw good. Now 45-27 Northwest lead, 11.5 seconds left. Cooper goes to the sideline, Wallace back in for Northwest. Inbound goes to Isaiah Gray. As he'll take it across the court right side. Dribbles between the circles. Now back out. Three on the clock and a jumper in the right corner. Three is good from the right side by Conrad Masberg. Just as the buzzer sounds. His 27th three of the year, sending Winona State into the locker room with that bucket. And Northwest, though, will go into the locker room up by 15 as they lead Winona State 45-30. We'll be back and have more for you at halftime from Mankato, Minnesota, right after this 1 minute timeout. Back in a minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota at the Taylor Center on the Minnesota State Mankato campus. Northwest Missouri State in front at halftime, 45-30, as they lead Winona State in an opening round game of the Central Region of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt is all Northwest out of that first half.
Well, you know, they just look like the veteran team. It's just that simple. We talked about how coming into it that there's only a couple of seniors on Winona's roster, and the bulk of the players are not those two seniors. And so I just think that the experience that Northwest has, the scout that they got on this Winona State team, they played to perfection. They knew exactly what to expect, and you can just see the comfort level that Northwest has in this situation, in this game. You know, last week in the MIAA tournament, the type of competition that Northwest went up against in that tournament, I don't want to say it makes it easy going up against a Northern Sun team, but it definitely makes it a little more relaxing. I mean, they have seen such tough competition, especially with Missouri Southern there in the semifinals last week, that you can tell it's got them poised and ready to have some success here tonight.
We talked about experience at Northwest. This, for a lot of these guys, it's their second trip to the national tournament in the last 3 years.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about that, you know, and having experience and having a comfort level at this level is big, you know. Coming into the game, Winona potentially had an advantage because they played in this gym. They've beaten Minnesota State Mankato in this gym, so maybe there'd be a comfort level there. But, you know, when you talk about Northwest, the weapons they have, the ball movement tonight by Northwest has been absolutely tremendous. I mean, we saw Winona start out in the man-to-man. Northwest was able to get some stuff done. They tried to switch the zone, and the ball movement has given them some wide-open looks from the outside, and the Cats have been able to take advantage of that.
And they're up at halftime, 45-30 over Winona State. When we come back, we'll hear from the commissioner of the MIAA, Dr. Bob Bullrichter. It's been a good weekend so far for the conference. We'll be back and talk with Dr. Bob right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back to Mankato, Minnesota. We're at the half of a Central Region opening round game between Northwest and Winona State in the men's bracket, and Northwest up at halftime, 45-30. Joined now by the commissioner of the MIAA, Dr. Bob Bullrichter, also again a former athletic director at Northwest Missouri State. And Dr. Bob, so far, you look at the Central Region, both on the men's and women's side, it's been a pretty good weekend so far for the MIAA.
It sure has, John. On the women's side, Emporia won this afternoon, and so they are in the championship game. And then Central is playing as we speak, and of course we're hoping that they'll upset or beat Concordia St. Paul and give us an all-MIAA final on the women's side, but at least we're guaranteed a women's team there. And, of course, Southern won today and Central won today, so we'll have a MIAA matchup on that side of the bracket. So we're guaranteed one MIAA team in the finals, and I'd just soon see it all in my double-A final. I think that would really be fun.
The only downside was Southern winning today. They had to beat another conference team in Fort Hays State.
Yes, and, you know, Hays had a nice year. You know, Hays, I think, was picked to win the league. And, boy, the top four teams were so solid. And, of course, Central Oklahoma proved to be very formidable as well. And we really had great depth in the MIAA and men's basketball. And we've seen that today again.
And what makes the MIAA such a good basketball conference right now? Again, we're seeing the teams do well, both on the men's and women's side, as you talked about, and hopefully continue to do well through this tournament.
Well, good teams are because of good coaches and good players. And in addition to that, if you look at these teams, they have a good mix of some really fine young players, but they also have really good senior leadership. And so these teams have been playing together for a while, and they play together so well. And so it's good team basketball as well as some great skill set. So I think those are the ingredients what makes it what it is right now.
I know in your role as a commissioner of the MIAA, you have to be very impartial about a lot of things. But when you look at Northwest right now in men's basketball, what kind of sense of pride do you feel? You were responsible for bringing in Coach Ben McCollum as head coach at Northwest during your time as athletic director at Northwest. And just kind of talk a little bit about seeing Coach McCollum mature and have the success he's had here at Northwest.
Sure. Well, this is a fun day for me because I can actually cheer for the teams, you know, when the MIAA is playing. So, you know, my wife is up in the Northwest section, and we're just cheering like mad. We're so happy about it. But I am very proud of what Ben has done. We thought he'd be a great head coach. He has proven to do that. He's put together a good staff. They work well together. Deshaun Cooper was there when I was still there. I got to know him. A number of the players who are seniors, I was around when they were recruiting them. But just the maturity of Ben and his staff has been really fun to watch on the outside. And this is a Northwest Bearcats are a very well-coached basketball team.
And I think you can tell it for several different reasons. One thing in this first half, and one thing that I know the coaching staff tries to impart on them is don't argue about calls, things like that. If you get a call, you just go back to the other end and play. You see a very mature team out there, it seems to me like.
Very much so. And I think at the regional tournament, the last game of the first day is the toughest to play because these teams all got in here early yesterday and had practices, and they had to sit around all day today. And it's I've been at a lot of these regional tournaments that the two teams come out very flat, and that has not been the case tonight. Coach McCollum's got his team ready to play. As you say, they are very focused. They're playing those that are back home listening and have seen them play in Bearcat Arena. That's what we're seeing here. This is not looking like an atypical team. So I've been very impressed with their overall demeanor and the way they've stuck to their game plan.
Now, besides what's going on basketball-wise in the NCAA tournament this week, we've been getting updates from Josh Slaughter out of your office on what's taking place in indoor track and field, and we're seeing a lot of individuals from the MIAA really perform well and come up with some medals at the National Indoor Track and Field meet.
We have some superb performances there. Lincoln finished third. Pitt State finished 14th. Those are our highest team finishes. But a number of outstanding performances top to bottom. The MIAA is incredibly strong in track and field. And then I know we had at least one national champion in wrestling today, and I haven't seen the finals of that as that tournament's going on. Believe it or not, the MIAA has become a very strong wrestling conference with Central Oklahoma and Nebraska Kearney and Lindenwood, and now Central Missouri's got some good wrestlers also. So really top to bottom throughout our sports, we continue to show great strength.
And I imagine it makes you feel good just to see all the conference schools really have something really makes the conference feel proud about here.
Well, absolutely, and that's why you put 14 schools together as permanent members and five associate members, because you want to have good competition, because you know, that's the bulk of your schedules, and we've been able to do that. So it's been fun for me and a real challenge for each student-athlete every time they compete.
All right. Well, Dr. Bob, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Oh, you bet. That's the commissioner of the MIAA, Dr. Bob Boerichter. We'll come back and go over some of the totals out of this first half as Northwest up at halftime, 45-30, leading Winona State. Back with more after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, as we take a look at totals out of this first half. Northwest again up 45-30, led by as many as 20 points out of the first half. And a 4 Northwest shooting 58% from the field, 15 of 26. They're 9 of 14 on three-pointers for a 64% average. And at the free throw line, 6 of 6 from there. Winona State, 39% from the field, 9 of 23. Just 2 of 9 on a three-point opportunities. And at the free throw line, they are 10 of 12 from the line. Northwest out rebounding Winona State 18 to 11. Both teams with 4 turnovers apiece. And for Northwest, one player in double figures, Deshaun Cooper with 15 points. Winona State, one player in double figures, that's Kellen Taylor. He also has 10 points. We talked a little bit earlier about indoor track and field. Northwest, a lone representative in the National Indoor Track and Field meet this weekend. Lakeisha McKnight places 7th. And the shot put, as she had her best throw of her career, a school record at 49 feet 3 and a half inches. And that 7th place finish will give her an All-American status. So congratulations to Lakeisha McKnight from Northwest Missouri State with a fine performance in the shot put and the indoor national track and field meet. Here at halftime, Northwest Missouri State 45, Winona State 30. We'll be back and ready for the start of the second half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Department of Business offers majors in accounting, economics, finance, marketing, management, and business. Northwest MBA is offered in Maryville, Kansas City, and St. Joseph, as well as online. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, Northwest Missouri State 45, Winona State 30. Again, we're on the Minnesota State Mankato campus. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, Minnesota State Mankato has done an excellent job in facilities here in the last several years. They've really upgraded this basketball facility, essentially a brand new facility here. The last time Northwest was here for basketball was Thanksgiving Holiday Classic a number of years ago in their old facility. And they were due for an upgrade in that respect. They've got a brand new indoor hockey facility for their Division I hockey program. And really mad about the only program they haven't updated facilities on is their football facility.
And by the sounds of it, there's plans on that. You know, we'll have to wait and see now. You know, up here you understand the hockey. I mean, it's huge up here. So you understand that. They got a pretty good size donation from the owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves to do the basketball facility. And they did it right. It's a great facility. And, you know, we were talking to kind of wonder with Minnesota Vikings. making their preseason home here in Mankato. I'm kind of surprised that you haven't seen football upgrades with the cooperation of the Vikings. I mean, that's what we saw down at Missouri Western. You know, if it wouldn't have been for the cooperation of the Kansas City Chiefs, you wouldn't have seen the upgrades that were made there. So kind of surprised the Vikings haven't kind of pushed for that. But it does sound like they're in the plans there. But you're right, the ones that they have worked on so far, they've done it right.
45-30, Northwest in front of Winona State as we go to second half play here. Matt, I guess the big thing here is just keep on keeping on for the Cats.
Yeah, you know, maintain. Don't let Winona State gain any big momentum swings. I mean, even if they go on a run or two here and there, you're still going to be able to survive that. But Northwest doesn't have to do anything special in this second half.
Winona State will have the ball to start the second half. They go from our left to our right in their white uniforms with the purple numerals and black trim, and Northwest in their gray alternate uniform with the white numerals and green trim. Out to the top of the key is Bauman. A three to start this half is good by Winona State. His first bucket of the game and just his fifth three-pointer of the season. It's a 45-33 lead. Northwest Missouri State in front of the Warriors. On the right side into the corner, Connor Kirker. Now to Cooper. Swings it out front, left side for Williams. Back to Cooper on the right side. Cooper to the top of the key. Seth looks on the right wing for Kirker. Down to the right baseline, underneath the bucket. Into the left corner, Williams. Out front for Cooper. Cooper, left side, three. On the way, rims around, out. Rebound, fought four, and a whistle and a foul. As far as the time to go up with the rebound, held down that play, and foul coming up on Winona State.
Good position on that right side of the bucket for Dylan Starzl to force that foul.
And Mark Blacklock will pick up his first foul. Inbound, right side comes to Starzl. Gives it to Cooper in the right corner. Dribbles to the right wing. Out front, left side for Kirker. Kirker to the top of the key. Looks right side for Cooper. He drives the lane. Baseline left for Slate. Slate, as he tries to drive inside, a reach in and a foul coming up on Winona State.
Dribbled into a triple team to with the ball down. Gave all three guys an opportunity to potentially get a hand on it.
Inbound left side goes to Starzl. Starzl on the left corner. Out front left side, Kirker. Cross court right side for Williams. Out to Cooper. 12 on the shot clock. As Cooper will go to the top. Dribbles left side through the lane. Bounce pass baseline left. Starzl kicks it left side on the wing. Kirker at three. Nothing but net. Connor Kirker knocks down the three. He's got 11 points on the night. And Northwest Missouri State up 48-33. On the right side, a three on the way and good by, that's just a two by Bauman, just inside the arc on the right side. He's got 5 points all coming early in this second half. 48-35, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cooper across the timeline. From our right to our left to the top of the key. Dribbles right side. Bounce pass out top the key for Williams. Trying to look inside, goes baseline left, Slake, one dribble. On the left from the block, she shot swatted out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest as Taylor got a block. And it'll say it goes off of Slake, and it will belong to Winona State. 35th block of the season for Kellen Taylor. 6'7 player that plays both inside and out on the perimeter. One of those guys that can play guard equally as well as a post spot. 48-35, Northwest in front of Winona State. Taylor Cameron across midcourt, right side pass for Babinick. Out front with it is Blacklock, a three, rims around and out, a rebound into the lane for Bauman, trying to go up with it, and a foul. And this one to go on Northwest, Dylan Starzl, going to give us instead on Bryston Williams, and Williams will pick up his third foul. Came on the outside, reached in just a bit, unfortunately gets called for the foul and sending Bauman to the free throw line. 58% shooter on the year at the line. The Warriors shooting well at the line in this game, but on the season they were just 8th in their conference, and the free throw by Bauman misses. Winona State now 10 of 14 at the free throw line for the game. Second free throw coming by Bauman on the way, and it misses too hard. Rebound on the floor, hustling after Bryson Williams for Northwest. Cooper will take it across the timeline. Northwest in front, 48-35. They've led the entire way. Had a 20-point lead in the first half. Cooper dribbles between the circles. Back pedals just a bit. Guarded defensively by Taylor Cameron. Winona State of man-to-man. Showed some 2-3 zone. Left side in the corner. Snyder open. Three on the way. Jack Snyder knocks down another three. And Northwest in front, 51-35.
Cats continue to tear it up from the outside tonight.
On the right side, Benvenik. Right side pass for Bauman. And as he takes it up front, a whistle inside and foul coming up on Northwest underneath the bucket. This will go on Kyle Slake. That'll be his first. We're going back to Snyder. He's now 4-6 on threes. 12 points so far for Northwest as he's knocked down that last three. Inbound four, and Winona State in the blocks off the right side. Shot missed by Bendenek. Rebound Northwest. And it's pulled away by Williams for the catch. Northwest from our right to our left. Cooper across the timeline. Sets up. He'll take the three out front, off the front of the rim. Fight for the board. Corzo touches it out front for Snyder. And now they go left side. Cooper. Cooper to the left baseline. Brings it back out. Now to Kirker. Right in front of us off the left side at 51-35. Northwest lead. Kirker looks right side. Williams. It's a screen by Starzl. Now to Kirker in the right corner. Now dribbles out front through the lane. Left wing for Snyder. Out top the key, Cooper. 15 on the shot clock. Williams on the right wing. Top the key for Cooper. Cooper being picked up by the 6-7. Taylor drives the length. Back out to Kirker with 6 on the shot clock. Kirker down the lane. Baseline right for Starzl. Takes it in lane. Fadeaway jumper in the lane. Got it. An 8-foot jumper by Dylan Starzl. He goes into double figures with 10. Northwest up 53-35. Taylor. Out front right side. Bounce pass high right at the elbow. They get it for Bellman. Cross court left side pass. And that's Cameron. Cameron in the lane right side. A little bit of a height advantage on Cooper. Spires the dribble. Cooper all over. Now Bellman right baseline. Takes a jumper from 15. Long go. Fight for the rebound. Tip by Kirker. Controlled by Williams for Northwest. Kirker did a great job blocking out Taylor, enabling Northwest to get that rebound.
And despite Taylor getting his hands on the basketball going over the back, he was able to continue to fight for the ball.
Cooper on the right side, top of Key Williams. Bounce pass high left for Starzl at elbow. Starzl dribbling down the lane, in the lane, little right-handed hook up and good. Put it up again, over Bellman. 12 points for Starzl, 55-35. Northwest back to a 20-point lead. Out front left side, Taylor through the lane, drives, layup, no, and a foul. This will go on Snyder, I believe, as he went driving through the lane. Snyder reaching in, commits the foul, his second, break in the action. 15-33 left in the game. Northwest 55, Winona State 35. Back to Mankato, Minnesota, right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
15-33 left in the game. Northwest in front of Winona State, 55-35 in a Central Region opening round game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest continued to shoot well from the field, shooting nearly 58% overall, and from three-point range, 11 of 18. As Kellen Taylor goes to the free throw line for Winona State.
And a big reason for that is because the ball movement has been so good, they've gotten a lot of wide open looks.
Taylor at the line, 3 of 4 from there tonight, and his first free throw comes up short. Getting a 78% shooter on the year. Leads this Warrior team in rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. Has a sleeve over his right elbow, goes up with a shot, and knocks down the second free throw. Full court pressure out of Winona State coming out of the timeout. Inbound goes to Connor Kirker. Kirker with the right hand across the timeline with the dribble. Now to Cooper out front between the circles. He's picked up by Josh Mongan. Right side pass for Kirker. To the right wing, Bryson Williams. Cooper out top of the key. High post gets it to Starzl with a go on the lane. That a foul as the ball knocked out of Starzl's hands, but a foul inside. And this one will go on to Kyle Melcher. That is his second. Meltzer, kind of a guy like a hockey player, will come in and get really physical inside and commit some fouls just to up the physical play inside. Again, a former tight end for the Winona State football team. And back comes to Cooper through the lane. Pulls up, kicks it out front left side for Kirker. Takes it top of the key, right side for Cooper. Cooper out top the key for Snyder. Left wing pass for Kirker. Kirker with the dribble out between the circles. Looks at man-to-man defense. Drives on Taylor through the lane. The runner on the left side won't go on the rebound. Taylor for Winona State. He'll take it across the timeline. Top of the key. Kicks it left side for Mongan. Out front for Taylor between the circles. Dribbles right. Shovels the pass on the right side for Blacklock. A three. Runs around and out. Fight for the rebound. Tipped on the baseline. And it's saved inbounds by Melcher. But he tries to save it to the right sideline. Then saved inbound. Went in front of the bridge by Blacklock. They go left side with it. And Melcher puts it down. Melcher with the bucket. Full pressure out of Winona State. Across the timeline, Cooper. Mouse pass right side for Starzl. Shot fake. Up with off the glass. And 14 points for Starzl. 57-38. Northwest in front. Mongan on the right side. Out to the top for Key Babinick. Looks right side. Mongan, three. And it's off the front of the rim. Takes a couple bounces off that rim. Rebound Northwest. Bryston Williams clears it away. 57-38 Northwest. Opening round game of the Central Region of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. Williams on that right side for Kirker. They go left side for Cooper. Cooper with the dribble between the legs. Drives left side to the bucket off the glass and goes. He went past Taylor and put it high off the glass and drops it down. And a 59-38 Northwest lead. 13:35 left in the game. Out front Taylor on the right wing for Dominic. Between the circles for Blacklock. Gets into the right corner. Mongan, a three over Williams, and it misses and a foul. This one coming up on Bryston. He knew it as he just kind of puts his hands over his head that time, and Bryston will pick up his fourth foul. And this will get Josh Mongan to the free throw line. Freshman Rich out of Germantown, Wisconsin, a 5'10 player. Good free throw shooter, 96% on the year. First one on the way is good. It's his first point of the game. Makes it a 59-39 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Led by as many as 21 in this game. Another player with the sleeve over his right elbow. Second free throw is good. And he'll have one more. Wallace and Kozad coming in as Dylan Starzl goes to the sideline. And Bryston Williams to the bench. Again, Bryston playing with four fouls. Third free throw coming for Josh Mongan. And he puts that one up and in. He'll go to the sideline, and into the game is Isaiah Gray for Winona State. Warriors go into full court pressure after the made free throw. Snyder trying to get the inbound and does. Gets it to Kirker. He's immediately double teamed. His pass tipped away, picked up by Benbenek, and he goes up with a shot, misses. Fight for the rebound inside. Ball loose as players go flying in the lane. Masper came away with it inside. Let's see if they call a tie up or a foul, and I think a foul is coming up here. And this one will go on Northwest. And Wallace will pick up the foul. That'll be number two on Wallace. And now Winona State will inbound baseline left. Quick inbound, but Benick inside the arc takes the jump in the left corner, knocks it down. His first bucket in the second half. He's got 8 points total. 59-44, Northwest Missouri State in front. Full court pressure once again. And Snyder gets it to Wallace across the timeline left side. Wallace right side gets it to Kirker. Sophomore on the right takes it between the circles. Now to Wallace on the left side. Man to man by Winona State. Pass out front is Snyder. Now right side they get it to Cooper. 15 on the shot clock. Cooper picked up by Taylor out on the perimeter. Dribble plus side into a double team. Bumping a foul. And this one will come up on Kyle Melcher. That's number three on Melcher. Melcher getting about as many fouls as he has minutes in this game.
Well, like you said, that's kind of the goal of his minutes. He's complaining about that call, but that was a pretty obvious one.
59-44, Northwest Missouri State in front. That would be the fourth team foul on Winona State in the half.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they were asking about the last shot that was made, whether it was a two-pointer or a three-pointer. So a little bit of confusion on what was going on.
Now Northwest will get the inbound as it comes to Wallace. He'll take it out between the circles. Dribbles right side. Now back left. Weiss Snyder out between the circles. Back to Wallace left side. He made a man defense out of Winona State. Low left for Kozad. Kozad trying to post up on Melcher. Spins left as he does. Pumping another foul coming up on Melcher. And that's number four on Kyle Melcher. .59-43 Northwest Missouri State in front.
This is the danger if you play as physical a basketball as you do with Winona. You get an officiating crew that's not used to your style of play that isn't in your conference, and they call it a little bit tighter. There's not much you can do.
Inbound out front right side goes to Wallace. Melcher went to the sideline, and Bellman in for Winona State. Wallace out between the circles with the dribble. Pulls up. Now to Snyder out front. Back to Wallace on the left. Cross court right side, Crooker on the wing, sets up a left-handed three off the front of the rim, and the rebound in the lane, pulled down by Taylor for Winona State. On the fast break, right side through the lane, kicks it back left side for Gray, out front Bellman, right side is Dembenek, three on the way, got it. Pepper over Snyder,
2 points.
Dembenek knocks it down, he's got 11 points on the night. Full court pressure again by the Warriors, inbound into a double team to Wallace and a foul, and this one come up on Winona State. The Winona crowd behind us as well, not liking that call. Stellan Taylor picks up the foul. That's his second.
Yeah, I would be really surprised if we don't see a technical foul called at some point in this game.
I think we've got this guy.
I think we just got it. I was thinking it might happen a little bit later, but it was coming.
Mike Leaf, the head coach from Winona State on our sideline to our right. Upset over that last call. Picks up the technical here with 11:51 left in the game. Northwest 59, Winona State 46. We'll be back and have more for you after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, 59-46, Northwest in front of Winona State. And Matt, a little bit of a change now.
Yeah, there's no technical foul. The coach for Winona was just trying to call a timeout. And, you know, that official we talked about earlier who kind of feels like he's the show and makes most of the calls, he's the one that called the technical. So he kind of jumped the gun a little bit there. I think that's right to not have a technical. But I still think that they may be building to get one.
And out the inbound, a couple players for Northwest pushed into the sideline, and another foul coming up on Winona State. I think Masper may get called for this. We'll have to see. They had a couple different opportunities as Cooper shoved into the far sideline along with Kozad.
Yeah, and the foul out by where Kozad got pushed is the one that got called. Cooper ended up in Nick Bradford's lap over there on the far side. He got pushed so hard, and there was no call on that one.
So Northwest again will try to inbound as Kozad. We'll try to get the inbound. We'll call a timeout before getting a five count. As Winona State really has up the intensity level trying to get play on the defense here. Breaking the action with 11:47 left. Northwest 59, Winona State 46. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Zero on here for him. Welcome back to Minnesota, Mankato, Minnesota to be exact. Northwest Missouri State in front of Winona State, 59-46. We have 11:47 left in the game. Northwest has led from the opening tip. They've led by as many as 21 in this game, and right now holding on to that 59-46 lead.
Yeah, and, you know, as long as you can keep it in double digits, it's still a safe lead. I mean, it doesn't guarantee a win, obviously, but Northwest has been able to manage the game between the 10 and 20 mark for the most point since they got out to that big 20-point lead. So, again, it's still in the same situation as well as coming into the half where you're just here to maintain. Play good, solid basketball, don't need to do anything special, and they're still in that position.
Once again, we're trying to get the inbound here as Matt Wallace will trigger it in this time. He's on the far side, just in the backcourts on the other side of the timeline. First look with Kricker, Kozad, Cooper, and Starzl on the floor. Wallace holds it and gets the inbound between the circles and finds Kozad. He'll give it up to Kricker, who's guarded by Gray as he'll try to take it across the 10-second line. Into the front court, left side, pulls up the dribble. Now to Kozad out front. Kozad, double team with one dribble, gets it to Cooper. And now front of foul coming up on Kellen Taylor, slides over and makes the contact and picks up his first foul.
And I just don't get this. Taylor's complaining about the call. He threw his hip into Cooper. I mean, the contact was intentional. And, again, I think they just have gotten used to getting those calls all year long. And now that they're seeing an officiating crew that doesn't know their play and is just calling it by the book, it's working against them.
Seventh team foul on Winona State. Cooper goes to the free throw line and knocks down the first free throw. He's a perfect 5 of 5 at the line, has 18 points. 15 of those coming out of the first half. 60-46, Northwest Missouri State in front. Second free throw good as well. Now Isaiah Gray down the lane right side, a bump with Cooper, and this time Cooper picks up the foul. That'll be number 2 on Cooper. 11:29 left. Northwest up 61-46. The winner of this game gets Minnesota State Mankato, the host school in the Central Region tomorrow night. That will be a 7:30 tip-off. Inbound left side, thrown away, but Taylor chases it down left. Tries on Kozad to the baseline as he does. A bump and a foul coming up on Grant Kozad. And Grant will pick up his second foul.
Taylor's starting to get a little fired up here.
Also the seventh team foul on Northwest, so with Taylor at the free throw line here. Zach Snyder to check into the game, and this will send Kozad to the bench. And 11:27 left in this game. Northwest in front, 61-46. 1-1 opportunity for Kellen Taylor. And his free throw rims around out. Rebound, Wallace. Guys high for it. On the baseline, saves it inbound. Gets it to Kricker, who's double-teamed in the corner. He dribbles out of that double-team and into the front court right side. Gets it to Cooper. Now he drives to the baseline. Stops. Pops on the right side. Knocks it down. Well, step-back jumper by Deshaun Cooper, and he's got 21 points. By the way, Gray to the bucket. Lays it up. Misses it. May have been deflected by Starzl. Ball loose on the baseline and goes out of bounds. And we got a foul, I believe, on Winona State as well, fighting for that rebound. And this one will go on Isaiah Gray, picking up his first foul. They'll go to the other end to shoot free throws. Eighth team foul on Winona State. Tyler Cameron into the ball game. And I believe Riley Bivinic comes in as well. And this will get Cooper to the line. Cooper to shoot a 1-1. Or rather, Kricker, Connor Kricker at the line. And his free throw is good. 13 points for Kricker. That's his first free throw of the game. An 87% shooter on the season at the line. Connor, an honorable mention, all MIAA performer. Sophomore out of Overland Park, Kansas. Second free throw good. And a 65-46 Northwest lead. Gray into the front court right side. Takes it to the top of the key. Drives on Kricker through the lane. Up with a little left-handed shot on the right side. Misses off the backcourt. Fight for the rebound. Wallace, but it's picked up by Gray. Kicks it on the right side for Blacklock. Now out front, Bivinic. Cook takes the three and knocks it in. And that's his second three of the game. Pressure off the inbound. Snyder will give it to Wallace. He'll be guarded by Bivinic. Dibbles into the front court. Gets it to Snyder. Now right side is Cooper. Cats will set up the offense with a 65-49 lead over Winona State. They've led the entire way. Largest lead's been 21. Cooper dribbles into a double team. Now Wallace comes over to help out. Left side pass for Kricker on the wing. Runner trying to get a screen by Starzl. Dribbles out front. Now to Starzl. Low left side with four on the shot clock. In the lane with the shot too hard. And the rebound in the lane for Blacklock and Winona State. From our left to our right, Cameron to the top of the key. Scoops it right side for Blacklock. Through the lane, drives into a double team, and a whistle and a foul coming up on Northwest. This will go on Starzl sliding over, and he'll pick up his second foul. Bryson Williams to come into the game for the Cats. Cooper to the sideline. Bryson playing with four fouls. Williams, a member of the MIAA All-Defensive Team and an honorable mention All-MIAA player this year. Mark Blacklock, a sophomore out of Winona, Minnesota, goes to the free throw line. 6'6 player. Averaging 10 points a game. He's been held to 2 tonight. Free throw on the way, rattles around and out. Fight for the rebound inside. Winona State's Cameron brings it, kicks it left side. Bibinic, a three, won't go on the left, and a whistle as they fight for the rebound. And another foul coming up on Northwest inside. This one to go on Zach Snyder. That'll be number three on Zach.
Yeah, Snyder lost position inside on that rebound. Was fighting hard for it, but just in lost position.
Gray to the bench, and Josh Mungan comes back in. Masberg at the free throw line. And his free throw is good. Look for him. Winona State, they've got a number of players wearing a long sleeve over their right wrist and elbow all the way up to their biceps. He's a 6'2 sophomore of Kilkenny, Minnesota. 65-50, Northwest Missouri State in front. And the second free throw rims in. Gets close to fall. His first 2 points of the second half makes it a 14-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Full-court pressure in the corner as Wallace trying to save the ball inbounds. Then he goes out of bounds with it. He had a pass that was tipped by Bibinic. Went back to Wallace, and he's on the sideline. And the turnover will give it to Winona State.
Double teams by Winona State have forced some turnovers in this second half.
Cameron will inbound. Left side, Bibinic on the wing. Trying to drive Von Wallace out front. Dribbles right side. Pulls up. Takes the jumper, and it's good. 17 out front. And he's got 16 points. Full court pressure once again out of Winona State. It's a 65-53 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. A long inbound finds Wallace at midcourt into the front court left side. Through the lane. Almost lost the dribble. Chases it on the right side. Gives it to Williams. Now out front for Snyder. Left wing is Kirker. Snyder with the dribble. Looks in the left corner. Snyder sets up. Wants the three. Rims around. Out. Rebound off as far as his fingers out of bounds. Monk will come into the ballgame. Cooper in as well as Williams to the sideline. And Wallace to the bench. 65-53. Northwest up with 9:19 left in this ballgame. Again, Northwest has led the entire way.
Kellen Taylor, boys.
For a minute for Winona State. Right now on a 7-0 run against the Bearcats. On the left side, with it, the ball is tipped away and stolen by Cooper on the right side. As he takes it away from Masberg, he'll take it into the front court, double team. Right side finds Kirker. Kirker back to Cooper. Northwest has set up the offense. Again, trying to stop it with an understate 7-0 run here, with Northwest in front, 65-53. Cooper out between the circles, dribbles left side. Finds Funk. And his pass out front kicked out of bounds as it was kicked away by Mark Blacklock. So Northwest will inbound right in front of us as Zach Snyder comes over to inbound. 65-53, Northwest Missouri State in front with 8:51 left. Winner goes into the semifinals of the Central Region. Inbound goes left side for Connor Kirker. Hand-to-hand defense out of Winona State. Plays a 2-3 back in the first half. Right side for Snyder. Finds Funk. Quick touch pass right side for Snyder. Wide open. Low post off that right side and knocks it down. 67-53, Northwest. Now top of the key, Taylor. Right side, gets it to Mungan. Now top of the key, long three, put up and good by Tyler Cameron. Knocks down his first bucket of the game, a three-pointer, 67-56. Northwest, 11-point game and a foul in the backcourt. This will send Northwest to the free throw line. Grant Kozad to check in for Northwest. We'll go to the other end here. It's Connor Kirker to shoot a 1-1 opportunity. That's the ninth team foul on Winona State. Tyler Cameron picked up that last foul off the inbound against in full court pressure. And Connor Crooker, 2 of 2 at the line tonight. Left-handed shooter, free throw good. 68-56, Northwest Missouri State in front. 8:22 left, second free throw. Rolls in. That's a big free throw out of Northwest. 69-56, Northwest in front. Cameron into the front court right side. Picked up by Cooper. Left side for Taylor. Now to Ben Bennett. On the left side, a bump and a foul. And that's going to go on Funk from behind. Trying to work his way through a screen by Kellen Taylor. And for Funk, that will be his second foul. And this will get Taylor to the free throw line. Shoot a couple as that's the 10th team foul on Northwest. Taylor again a 78% shooter on the air. It's 4 of 7 from there tonight. And his first free throw is too hard. 69-56 Northwest, 8:12 left. 6'7 senior of Plymouth, Minnesota. And free throw number 2 rolls in. 69-57, Northwest against full court pressure. Pass tipped out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest as Bebenek steps in front of the pass intended for Crooker. Northwest will inbound in front of the Winona State bench. Cats not handling the press particularly well here. The inbound comes to Grant Kozad, who's immediately double teamed, now triple teamed, and a foul coming up on Winona State. This is Tank Kozad to the line.
That's the fourth foul on Kellen Taylor. That's a huge foul because he's kind of been the spark for this team. When they've made some runs, it's been his energy that has helped that provide that for Winona State. So that's a big foul on him.
And he's one of two seniors on this Winona State roster. The other, Kyle Melcher, and Taylor really the senior leadership out of this team. Kozad at the line. First trip there tonight. And he's shooting two. First one's nothing but net. 3 points for Grant. Grant, a 79% shooter on the year at the line. Taylor goes to the sideline, and that brings Isaiah Gray back in the lineup for the Warriors. 8:09 left, Northwest up 70-57. 13-point lead. They've led by as much as 21 in this game. Wallace getting ready to check in. Free throw is good by Kozak. 71-57 Northwest. Snyder to the bench. Wallace into the game for Northwest. Gray handling the point duties now for Winona State. We'll take it across midcourt from our left to our right to the top of the key. What's on the left side for Mongan. Started by Crooker out of the man-to-man defense. Right side open on the wing is Blacklock. A 3-2 hard fight for the rebound at the free throw line. The elbow left side. A whistle and a foul. And this will come up on Winona State as Wallace was pushed to the floor by Tyler Cameron who came up with the rebound. Will also come up with the foul as well. That's his second foul. And we got a break in the action. 7:57 left in the game. It's Northwest Missouri State 71, Winona State 57. We'll be back to Mankato, Minnesota right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
7:57 left of the game. Northwest Missouri State 71 and Winona State 57. While the chance has cost 10 seconds for station identification, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Wallace fouled before the timeout. We'll toe the line here with 7:57 left. Again, the Cats up 71-57. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Wallace to the line for the first time tonight. He's been held scoreless. 82% shooter at the free throw line. And the first one good. Six-one junior out of Bellevue, Nebraska. 72-57, Northwest in front. And the second one, too hard, fight for the board, pulled down by Cameron and Winona State. Gray looks right side, gets the pass for Blacklock. Now top the key for Cameron. Trying to drive on Cooper. Fires the dribble near the right wing. Out front, Mongan. They swing it left side for Blacklock. Drives into line up for the shot. And good as he drove to the line. Put it up with his left hand. Again, full court pressure out of Winona State. Northwest trying to get the inbound. They do as it comes to Funk. As he'll pull up into a double team. Gets it to Wallace. He'll take it across midcourt left side. Wallace, Funk, Kirker, Cozad on the floor. Martin with Cooper. Wallace left side on the wing. Goes to Kirker. Out between the circles for Funk. A little bit of a smaller lineup for Northwest right now, but some better ball handlers to go against that full court pressure out of Winona State. Wallace on the right wing. Takes the top of the key with nine on the shot clock. It's on the left wing for Kirker. Fakes left, goes right. Now through the lane. Bounce pass. Low in the box. Left side. They get it for Cozad. Strip loose in the lane and controlled by Blackhawk for the Warriors. Out of Mongan across the timeline. Looks left side on the wing. Cameron squares up. Wants the three off the front of the rim. No. Rebound tip. And Wallace has it inside. Scoops the outlet for Cooper. Northwest from our right to our left. Into the front court. The pass goes for Kirker. Now to Funk. Funk goes left side for Cozad. Up and in with a shot on the block. Off that left side with the left hand. Cozad with 6 points. 74-59 Northwest. Now Bumbenich on the right side. And we've got a charge coming out. But he's on the right side. Sliding over with Funk. Draw that charge. Great defensive play by Tyler Funk.
Absolutely. That was a tremendous effort by Funk to get in the right position. It was one of those where he was moving, but he was in that position first, and the contact knocked him to the floor.
Bumbenich picks up his third foul. Cozad to the sideline. And into the game, Starzl for Northwest. Again, full court pressure. Wallace with a long pass into the front court. Chased down by Crooker. Left the lane to the bucket off the glass. Good! And a foul! Connor Crooker. As he'll go to the free throw line. Trying to make this a three-point trip down the floor. And a great entry pass on that full court pressure. Found Crooker. Like a wide receiver, and he went driving to the lane for it, the bucket.
That's what happens when you don't drop somebody deep on a full court press. You leave yourself open to that exact play.
When Bennett picks up the foul, his fourth, 19 points now for Kirkers. He knocks down the free throw. Gray through the lane for Winona State. It runs around and out of the rebound. Wallace for Northwest. Gives it to Cooper. Out of a triple team. Finds Wallace. Wallace, a long pass down. The floor right side for Starzart. The elbow on the right. Didn't see Funk cutting to the bucket. Now out front for Wallace. Left side for Cooper. Cooper. Through the lane, stops, takes the jumper, and hits it from 5-out. Deshaun Cooper, 23, Northwest opening up again, back to a 20-point lead, and a timeout, 5-1 on the stage. 6:02 left. It's Northwest 79, Winona State 59. We'll be back to Mankato, Minnesota, right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
On the inbound for Winona State, Isaiah Gray driving down the lane left side was fouled, and he'll get to the free throw line with 5:54 left as Matt Wallace picks up his third foul. 79-59, Northwest up by 20. Their largest lead has been 21 coming in this second half. Free throw is good by Isaiah Gray. That's his first point of the second half. He had 10 in the first half. It's now 6 of 7 at the free throw line. Freshman redshirt out of Golden Valley, Minnesota. Second free throw is good. 79-61, Northwest in front. Again, full court pressure out of Winona State. Wallace on the right side, a long pass into the front court. Left side gets it to Crooker down the lane. Left by Stars on the block, right side off the glass. And misses the shot, but was hammered. He'll get to the free throw line.
So, thought for a minute they were going to call that one on Kellen Taylor, which would have been his fifth, but Winona catches a break, and they call it on Mongan instead.
His third, both went up on Starzl as he took in the low post right side. Starzl at the line to shoot two. First one on the way. Good. Dylan, 3 of 3 at the free throw line tonight. 17 points total. 80-61, Northwest in front of Winona State. Second free throw by the 6'8 senior is good. 81-61, back to a 20-point lead on the right side. Gray through the lane, drives right side over Wallace, blocked away by Wallace. Chased on the baseline by Funk, throws it up to Gray, out of bounds. Second block of the year by Wallace, and Northwest will inbound in the far right corner in the backcourt, right in front of the Winona State bench where Coach Mike Leaf is giving one of the officials an earful.
He's right next to Matt Wallace, giving him that grief as well.
Cooper looks over at Coach Ben McCollum in front of us, tells him to hold up as he gets the pass into the front court for Starzl. Now to Wallace, left side for Funk. Northwest wants to set up the offense at 5:24 left. Run a little bit of clock as they're up by 20. Cooper right side trying to drive on Mongan. And he drives a bump and a foul. This time it will go on Mongan, and Mongan will pick up his fourth foul. 5:17 left. Cooper to the free throw line, trying to increase the Bearcat lead, and he could give Northwest their largest lead of the game.
Sean Cooper, go
ahead. Sean, perfect 6 of 6 tonight. And the first one rims out.
You know, one of the things that you haven't seen Winona do is adjust. You know, they haven't been happy with the way the game's been called because they've not been allowed to be as physical, but a good basketball team is going to adjust and make the changes to keep that from being an issue.
Cooper hits the second free throw. Northwest Missouri State up 82-61. Left side, the jumper put up by Taylor from 15 misses. And Funk clears the rebound for Northwest. He's immediately double-teamed and fouled. And that stops the clock with 5:07 left. And Northwest Missouri State in front of Winona State, 82-61. Back to Mankato, Minnesota in the Central Region opening round right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
And for Northwest, trying to get the ball across the timeline with a 10-second count. They get called for the 10-second count here off the inbound. Now one of the officials coming over to talk. And there's a little question whether there was a 10-second count or not.
Did seem like a pretty quick count.
Yeah, it did. Looks like Northwest is going to get a chance to inbound now at midcourt. 82-61, Northwest in front of Winona State. And for the Northwest fans behind us, giving the officials a little bit of a lesson in counting, I think. at least on how to count to 10. Wallace trying to inbound on the far side right at midcourt.
And that miscount actually helps out Northwest because now if they do have to get it in the backcourt, they get a fresh 10 seconds to work with in the backcourt.
Inbound into the backcourt goes to Crooker. Now he'll take it back into the front court. Dribbles off the left wing. Northwest up 82-61. Out of a double team. Crooker left side finds Wallace in front of the Bearcat bench to the left baseline. Now finds Funk out between the circles for Crooker. Crooker through the lane. Nine on the shot clock. Finds Starzl. And he sends it down with two hands off the right. Dillon with the slam dunk. Northwest up 84-61. Right side, Benbenek. Jumper runs out and the fight for the rebound. Falling on the floor with it is Tatum. Will get called for the Camel. Went sliding into the Winona State bench with the ball. Cats will inbound. And they'll inbound right in front of the Warrior bench with 4:33 left. The Northwest in front, 84-61. And we got a timeout. Timeout coming up by Winona State with 4:33 left. Northwest Missouri State 84, Winona State 61. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at
660-582-8800. 4:33 left in the game. Northwest in front of Winona State. 84-61, an opening round game of the Central Region. Winner this gets Mankato, Minnesota State Mankato. Tomorrow night in the semifinal. Long inbound goes to Cooper to the bucket. Left side lays it up and in. As again, Winona State overplaying off of the full court pressure. And Cooper chases down the baseball pass and puts it down. Now a three off that left side is good from the left corner. And it's now an 86-61 game as Masberg knocked down the three. Full court pressure pass coming over this way. And it's picked up by Connor Crooker on the left side. He'll dribble between the circles right. Now finds Funk. Now out front left side, Funk gives it to Cooper, dribbles into a bump and a foul coming up by Isaiah Gray out near the timeline. That'll be number two on Gray. And we'll keep it right here with 3:59 left. Northwest Missouri State 86, Winona State 64. Matt, right now with just under four minutes left in this game, Northwest can just work the clock and not commit turnovers. They've got a good chance to move into the semifinals.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you look at the situation for Winona State, obviously in a position where they've got a foul, but they've got a lot of their players with four fouls. They've got four different players with four fouls each, so they're going to have to be a little bit careful on how they divvy up those fouls because they're going to try to be stopping the clock. Hope Northwest misses from the free throw line, which is really not all that great of a strategy the way Northwest is playing tonight, but it's something typical. So it'll be interesting to see how Winona State approaches the end of this ball game with 4 minutes left and not a ton of fouls to give.
Northwest opened up red hot from the field, and they really stayed that way. Right now shooting 61% from the field and from three-point range at 55%. On the year, they're a 43% shooting team from three-point range, and that they just shot the lights out in this one.
Yeah, they have, and it's put them in an opportunity where Coach McCollum had some fun with the guys in the huddle here just to our left a second ago, and hopefully keep them in a relaxed position. I mean, with that full-court pressure, you still have to play pretty heady basketball because full-court pressure and three-pointers can bring a team back in a hurry, but they want to play relaxed for sure.
Northwest at the free throw line tonight, 91%, or 19 of 21. Free throw shooting, and they're really hurt them a bit in their loss to Missouri Southern in the semifinals of the conference tournament. Free throw here by Cooper runs out. Hey, I should stop mentioning that. 86-64, Northwest in front of Winona. First meeting between these two schools on the basketball court, and Cooper knocks down the second free throw. He's got 28 points. Northwest up 87-64. Gray on the right side drives. Jump stop up with it on the right. Line drive won't go. Gets his rebound and puts it back off the glass. 12 points for Isaiah Gray. Again, the full court pressure inbound to Starzl right side. Starzl finds Crooker. Now to Cooper in the front court left side. Drives all the way to the bucket left side and hits it. Not even a fair matchup that time as he was able to spin one past Cameron and lay it up and in. And Cooper now with 30 points and a shot left side missed, and Cooper comes up with a rebound. Dribbles into a double team and knocked to the floor, and he'll go to the now get called for a travel instead. So he gets called for the travel out of that double team, and the ball will belong to Winona State.
Yeah, slipped a little bit as he came to that jump stop, and that slip got him a little off balance.
Cooper officially with 29 points in this game. Inbound, left side tipped by Walsh, but picked up by Gray. Now through the lane, drives right side, off the back of the rim. Noah and Crooker with the rebound for Northwest.
Bring it up, Carter, get out of it, Coop.
Into the front court. Crooker with the dribble, bump, and a foul. As Massport picks up the foul, that'll be his second, stopping the clock with 3:04 left. Essentially right now, Winona State in a hack-a-cat mode here as they were trying to foul any Bearcat to get to the free throw line.
Hack-a-cat.
Crooker at the line, the left-handed free throw shooter, his first free throw off the front of the rim. Cooper going to the sideline for Northwest as Crooker's second free throw is good. We've only seen the last of Cooper tonight. Bryson Williams back into the ball game for Northwest. Through the lane, driving to the bucket. The shot rolls out left, taken by Cameron. Missed, fight for the rebound and a foul. And they'll count the bucket on the putback and a foul coming up. Monk will pick up the foul. That's his third, and this will get Massberg to the free throw line. He's in double figures with 10 points. 90-68, Northwest Missouri State in front. Massberg at the line. Free throw is good. So it's a three-point trip down to 4-4 Winona State. And the Warriors into full-court pressure. Northwest has led from the opening tip tonight. Crooker. Down the left sideline in the front court. Through the lane. Will back out and run some clock. Out of front to Wallace. Left side for Bryson Williams. 2:47 left. Northwest looking like they will face Minnesota State Mankato tomorrow night at 7:30 in the semifinals. Wallace through the lane. Now finds baseline left for Starzl. Off of the shot blocked by Gray. Picked up by Winona State. Across the timeline left, Massberg. To the left baseline. The runner on the way. Off the glass and good. 90-71. Northwest in front. Full court pressure. Williams gets it to Funk into the front court left side. And Northwest. Again, we'll try to run some clock here. Bobs will pass out front left for Crooker. Cross court right side pass Williams. Now between the circles for Wallace. Wallace through the lane. Laurel Runner and misses it. Looks like he tried to go an alley-oop to Starzl, and it comes up a little short. Bob just barely grazed the rim off that pass, and here comes the other way. Through the lane, the shot off the glass by Cameron. Misses, rims out. Wallace with the rebound. And Wallace, as the ball tip goes out of bounds, it belonged to Northwest. Tipped by Cameron out of bounds. And full court pressure out of Winona State as Northwest will try to inbound. And before they do, we got a timeout. 1:57 left, Northwest 90, and Winona State 71.
Well, barring a miracle by Winona State here late in this game, we're going to see a Central Regional Tournament with three out of the four semifinal participants from the MIAA, which is not a big surprise, to be completely honest with you. I mean, you usually think when you travel and you go to another conference's school for the hosting of the regional, maybe they're a strong conference. But, you know, the NSIC's only got a couple of teams in Winona and Mankato that can win ball games. They beat up on each other a little bit, but in Northwest and the MIAA, there's four or five teams that kind of beat up on you in the MIAA, so your record isn't going to be good enough when it comes down to hosting. But your talent, your ability, matchups against opponents from other conferences, it's going to be a lot easier for the MIAA once they do get into this tournament, even though it's not a home game for any of the MIAA teams.
Northwest looking to inbound, gets full court pressure again. A long pass down the floor, finds Tyler Funk, lays it up and in off the right side. And Tyler with his first bucket. 92-71 Northwest, right side Cameron on the wing, a three won't go. Rebound Funk, who hands it off to Matt Wallace, and Northwest the other way. Now to Crooker as the Cats will slow it up. They're going to half court trap, and the left side pass goes to Williams. Now to Wallace. Wallace fouled out front. He'll get to the free throw line with 1:36 left, and Northwest got 92-71.
It's going to take a lot of missed free throws in a minute 36 to make up a 21-point deficit. I can tell you that much right now.
Wallace will go to the free throw line. Northwest is led by as many as 25 in this second half. Free throw good by Matt. Ball two. His points coming at the free throw line. Slate back into the ball game. Stars over the bench. Crooker to the sideline. Yeah. Into the game, Lyle Harris for Northwest. 1:36 left, 93-71, Northwest in front. We'll move into the semifinals. Face Minnesota State Mankato tomorrow night at 7:30. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 7:10 with our pregame. The other semifinal at 5 will match up Missouri Southern and Central Missouri, which ought to be a heck of a matchup on that side of the bracket. Now both coaches clearing their bench here as Coach Mike Leaf.
Taylor Cameron came out of the ball game for Winona State, and he just completely broke down crying on his way over to the bench. Tough way to end the season.
Now, Cal Metzger was out on the court briefly, and he comes over to the sideline, a senior, getting a round of applause from the Winona State fans. They've had a chance to watch him both in football and basketball. Nick Aaron's back in for Winona State. Matt Wallace at the line, and his free throw is good. Northwest led from the opening tip up to this point. 94-71 Northwest through the lane. Gray spins, misses the shot, and a reach over almost as Harris has the rebound. Now knocked out of his hands. He goes out near the top of the key with the ball, and it's finally ripped out of his hands. Picked up left side. Gray launches the three and knocks it down from the left corner. So Gray knocks it down from the left corner, and we got a timeout by Winona State. As just with 1:17 left, Northwest up 94-74. Winona State coach Mike Leaf calling a timeout.
And I guess you still want to play down to the wire, but it would make some sort of basketball history to make a 20-point comeback in a minute 17. So, but I guess he wants to extend the season as long as he can. That's all right. Just gives the Cats another breather here as they'll be in action tomorrow night.
One thing Matt talked about at halftime, as far as the indoor track and field championships, so LaKeisha McKnight had a big day today in the shot put.
Absolutely. Had her lifetime best throw and set a school record. Now an All-American, 49 feet, 3.5 inches. She finished 7th in the nation with her throw today, or her best throw today. And again, like I said, an All-American for Northwest Missouri State. It's good to see her in the indoor season, and hopefully she can carry that on to the outdoor season now.
LaKeisha McKnight, an All-American in indoor track and field in the shot put here in Northwest, trying to get into the semifinals of the Division II Central Region. And in the front court right side, Harris. Harris to Slake, left side. Kyle brings it out front for Wallace. Northwest trying to run the clock out with just over a minute left and up 94-74. Led by as many as 25 in this half. Now Williams finds Harris. Drives to the left side, lays it up and in. 96-74 Northwest. On the left side, a long three is up and missed by Masberg, and the rebound out of bounds will belong to Northwest. I think it's stat time now for Winona State.
Yeah, yeah.
A 25-footer put up and missed by Masberg. Into the ball game, Jordan Ashton for Northwest as Tyler Funk comes over to the sideline. And again, in one of those games for Tyler Funk where the box score won't show the contribution he had in this game.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Into the front court, Wallace dribbles right side. Out between the circles, looks to Harris on the right wing. Tries the lane, up with a shot off the glass, good, and a foul. Well, Harris. With 4 points, he'll go to the line to try to make the three-point trip down the floor with 39.2 seconds left. And Northwest will play tomorrow night at 7:30 against the host school, Minnesota State Mankato. Mavericks with a win over at Harding tonight, 97-56. Harris at the line, free throw rims around and out. Rebound comes to Winona State. Longin left side and finds on the left wing, finds Nick Aarons, who knocks down at the three from the left corner. 98-77 Northwest with 30 seconds left. Wallace into the front court right side. Bearcat fans from behind us giving Northwest a standing ovation with 20 seconds left. Wallace out near midcourt will be allowed to dribble this one out as Winona State gets back on defense. Allowing the clock to wind down, we're down at 12 seconds left. Now pass goes to Jordan Ashton, the freshman of Mount Pleasant, Iowa. He just holds the ball and palms it with his left hand, watching that clock wind down. It's down to 3, 2, and 1. And the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team moves into the semifinals of the Central Region of the NCAA Division II National Tournament as they post a 98-77 win over Winona State in the opening round game here in Mankato, Minnesota. We'll be back and begin our post-game activities right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back on the Minnesota State Mankato campus in Mankato, Minnesota. Northwest with the win over Winona State, 98-77, as the Cats move into the semifinals to face the host school, Minnesota State Mankato, as the Mavericks were winners tonight, 97-56 over Harding. And Matt, we've got a low tonight of 9 degrees up here after 71 in Maryville, but I think the fans have made the trip up here, and the team, they don't mind a bit because they've got another game to play.
Yeah, and I know there's several other fans, too, that are hoping to get a chance to come up here. I know there were several I heard from that said, you know, if they get to Tuesday, we're coming up. I don't care, you know. So hopefully we can get an even bigger group of Bearcat fans up here because the Cats do make the championship. But they've got a pretty big step to take tomorrow in that matchup against Mankato.
Well, you have to be impressed with the way Northwest came out in this one. Really implemented their game plan from the opening tip and stayed focused, with the exception of a few turnovers there in the second half when Winona went into full court pressure. Really stayed focused offensively, made some sharp passes, and going back to a point you made in the first half, just great ball movement, setting up some really good looks in that first half when they opened this game up.
Yeah, really, they didn't do anything that we haven't seen them do pretty much all year. You know, get the ball inside if the shot's available or if a scoring opportunity is available. Take advantage of it. If not, kick it out. You'll have some opportunities at threes. When the ball started going inside early on in the ball game, we saw Winona State really crash down hard and almost kind of forget. And we talked about how young this team is, but they almost kind of forgot about the perimeter. They would turn their backs, allowing Northwest shooters to get to different spots so that when the Winona defender turned around, they didn't know exactly where to go. So turning your back on a defender like that, even when you're helping out, really gives some more opportunities from the outside. And Northwest took advantage, just knocking threes down left and right in the first half.
And really for the game, they ended up shooting 55% from three-point range for the game, 11 of 20 overall, but didn't take as many threes there in the second half, but they kept up a good percentage from the field in the second half for the game, a total of 62% shooting from the field for the game, and just really a great job of shooting that. And that 62%, Matt, also is their high for the season as far as shooting percentage in a game, so picked a fine time to hit that tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and it's probably going to be necessary tomorrow. We talked about it early on. We saw Mankato go 17 of 28 from three-point range, so they shot the ball real well. And of course, this is their home court, so that's going to happen. They are going to shoot well on their home floor, but the key will be just defending the shot. There are a lot of open looks for both Northwest and Minnesota State Mankato today that they took advantage of, so making sure you're out on the perimeter defending those shots is going to be a key for both defenses.
98-77, the final, Northwest over Winona State. We'll be back, have the extra effort award and more for you on our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
A program on the life of a Northwest Missouri State Pioneer computer programmer will take place this Thursday night in Jefferson City. It will feature the life of Gene Jennings Bartik and begins at 7 at the Missouri State Archives. An autobiography about Bartik was released back in November. Dr. John Rickman and Kim Todd, co-founders of the Gene Jennings Bartik Computing Museum at Northwest, edited the book. Rickman implemented the nation's first electronic campus at Northwest in 1987. He retired from the university in 2012 as Vice President of Information Systems. Todd serves at Northwest as a user consultant in the Department of Information Systems. Rickman and Todd will present a story about Bartik and discuss her book. Rickman says Bartik was a brilliant lady.
It was a real joy to know her and talk with her and hear about firsthand experiences with really historical events in the area of computing and invention of the first computer and being a first programmer ever of an electronic computer. She also was the team leader of a group that converted the ENIAC into the very first stored program computer ever, and that was a tremendous accomplishment.
Rickman says there are many interesting stories in the autobiography.
She was raised north of Stanbury. There's a really good story about a runaway horse she was on. And there's stories about her pitching baseball. She was a very good pitcher in baseball, and she enjoyed that a lot.
Rickman says he thinks everyone will find her life intriguing. The program on Gene Jennings Bartik will begin at 7 Thursday night at the Missouri State Archives in Jefferson City. The program is featured because of National Women's History Month. I'm Ben Nully for the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, Northwest with the win, 98-77 over Winona State in the opening round of the Central Region of the NCAA Division II National Tournament. Before we get to our extra effort award, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder, when you look at this ball game, a guy that really set the pace to this one is our representative on the All-Central Region team, in Deshaun Cooper.
Yeah, you know, finished with a game-high 29 points tonight, but just so many good statistical categories for Cooper tonight. He was 3 of 5 on threes, 8 of 10 at the free throw line, 5 rebounds, one of the leading rebounders for Northwest, had 6 assists, and just a couple of turnovers. And as much as he had to handle the basketball against that full court pressure, that is just his biggest stat there tonight. Also had 3 steals. So an all-around good night for Deshaun Cooper.
Our extra effort award winner, Northwest with the win, 98-77 over Winona State. We'll be back and talk with Bearcat assistant coach Austin Meyer. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back in Mankato, the site of the Central Region Tournament, Northwest Missouri State defeats Winona State tonight, 98-77. The final score as the Cats led from the opening tip to the final buzzer, and joined now by the assistant coach for Northwest, Austin Meyer. And Austin, great win for the Northwest tonight, and it really helps out when you jump out shooting the way Northwest shot in that first half.
Yeah, the whole shot making thing helps out. You make some shots, it makes it a little bit easier. But no, we had, everybody was pretty locked in tonight, and part of that is, you know, preparation and having a good practice yesterday, and just the mindset going into it. And when it came time to knock down shots, we got open looks. Deshaun did a great job getting guys shots. Dylan did a great job, you know, feeding after we fed the post, and just guys stepped up and were confident, made shots. Zach came in right away off the bench and made some big shots and kind of stretched the defense for us. So, we were ready to go.
I know. In talking with Coach McCollum in the pregame, he felt that one of the keys to this game would be that inside-out game, getting that the entry pass in and then the quick kickbacks out there. And he thought there would be some open looks there out of Winona's defense. It really turned out to be the case.
Yeah, we got a lot of open looks, and like I said, a lot of that's Deshaun getting pain, kicking out, but a lot of that's Dylan too, working hard and catching it deep. And obviously, he scored tonight as well. He made moves inside, and then if they double teamed him. He's a great passer. He always makes the right read and did a good job. I think, you know, early they doubled him and he was kicking out. We were hitting threes. Well, late I think they kind of stayed home and that's when he was scoring. So he pretty much did his job tonight. He's tough to stop down there. That's why he's as good as he is, because you double him, he kicks it out. You don't, he scores. So,
and a lot of times when he got it inside, that they were taking that shot fake a few times and left him with some good looks too.
Yeah, he did a great job of just not trying to rush inside. He was very patient, caught it deep, used pump fakes, and finished well, and he was just really good. And you know, this is his time of year. You know, it's March, he's senior, and hopefully he'll continue to play well.
You know, another guy tonight that thought played well, that when you look at the stat sheet, things may not it may not really show it, but Tyler Funk did a lot of good things out there, drew a charge at a very critical part in the ball game, and again, he just does the little things that really helps the team win.
Yeah, he was great, and you know, he's another one of those guys that, you know, that may not have seen a ton of minutes at times this year, and tonight when they went small, we needed to put another guard out there, and we put him at the four, and he was great. I mean, he made some big time plays for us, took care of the ball. He was really good. Brought another level of energy, and just kind of being Tyler. no surprise for any of us.
I know Winona State. When you look at things, they came into this game and 9 out of the last 10 years making it to the region. They had a couple of national championships in 06 and 08, and made the Elite Eight last year. But really, this is a young team. I thought Northwest really had the more experience in this game than what Winona had out there.
Yeah, and that's what Coach said. You know, obviously they're, you know, before the game, that obviously their track record, they're a great program, but they are young. They were playing a lot of young guys, and we're an experienced team. And Coach said that, right, you know, in the locker room before the game, that, you know, we need to come out, we're the experienced team, we need to hit them in the mouth first, and we did that. We really pressured them early on, and I don't think they had seen teams really get up and guard them. You know, we got beat a few times because they are good at putting their head down and driving. But we did a really good job of just guarding well, moving our feet, being active, being in gaps defensively, and not really giving them a whole lot. I think most of their shots, for the most part, were contested. And we did a really good job on the defensive board, especially early on, kind of setting the tone. I thought our guards did a pretty good job of getting in there and blocking out their bigs. And not giving them second chance opportunities.
Another key, I thought, tonight, too, Winona State coming out of a conference that's known for some physical play, and Northwest really was a more physical team out there tonight.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, that, you know, we're a physical team as well. So, you know, they're a team that's been known in the past to, you know, out physical other teams and be tougher, and we didn't want to let that happen tonight, and you know, Coach challenged them before the game, and I think we stood up to it, and we were the more physical team for the, you know, the 40-minute game.
Now, tomorrow you face a Minnesota State Mankato, a 7:30 tip-off here in Mankato. Of course, they're the host school of this region. They had an easy win against a Harding team tonight, 97-56. What do you know about Minnesota State Mankato?
They are really, really, really good. I can tell you that. You know, we scrimmaged them early on in the season. We actually met them in Des Moines and scrimmaged at junior college there. You know, scrimmages is more you show up and play. There's not scouting or anything, but you know, it was a battle there. You know, they're big guys, really, really good, and him and Dylan went at it. And you know, anybody that saw the game before us tonight, they got multiple guys that can shoot it, and they shot it really well tonight. They're very tough inside, and they got you know, as good of a point guard as there is in the country. He's really good. I think he averages 8 assists a game. He shoots 42% from three. He's averaging 15.5 points a game. He just makes the right play every time. He's got a great feel. He's really, really good. But, you know, we got some guys that we can put on him, and we feel like defensively, kind of like tonight, we feel like we can give them a look that they haven't seen in a while.
Tell you what, so far they might have always made a pretty good showing up here.
Yeah, you know, getting the teams that we got in was big, and obviously maybe a little bit biased, but I feel like our league's really good. Missouri Southern's obviously really, really good, and they played well today. You know, hopefully we can keep it going.
Well, you don't have a lot of time to enjoy this one tonight, a good win over Winona State, but you have to look ahead now. You got a quick one, turnaround time for a matchup tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I think, you know, our guys recognized that when we got in there. It was. I mean, they're obviously excited. It's a huge win for us, winning an NCAA tournament game, which we haven't done in a while. But it was already focused. It was focused on you know, where we're going next, because you know we didn't come here to win one game.
All right. Well, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
That's assistant coach with the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball program, Austin Meyer. We'll be back and wrap things up from Mankato, Minnesota, right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at AnheuserBusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back in Mankato, Minnesota, Northwest Missouri State with the win over Winona State in an opening round game of the Central Regional Tournament here in Mankato. As we check some of the numbers here for Northwest, shooting for the game at 62% from the field. We talked about how hot they started shooting the game. At the end of the first half, they were shooting 58%. Well, they were able to keep that up in the second half as well and even outdid themselves there. And for the game, 11 of 20 on three-pointers. Nine of those coming in at the first half as they really set the pace of that game, knocking down nine threes in the first half.
Yeah, and that's what allowed them to open up that big lead that they were able to basically just maintain the rest of the ball game.
And the Cats doing a good job at the free throw line, 82% on the night, 23 of 28. And that's been an area that in a couple of their losses in the last couple of weeks to Central Missouri and then to Missouri Southern in the conference tournament, free throw shooting kind of hurt them, but boy, they were locked in at the line tonight too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that in the postseason you've got to have, especially against a physical team like Winona that you knew they were going to send them to the free throw line.
Facing full court pressure a lot of the second half, Northwest with just nine turnovers for the game.
Yeah, I think when they first started facing that pressure, it kind of bothered them a little bit, but they did eventually adjust to it, got better against it, and then we saw most of those turnovers during that stretch right when Winona started using that full court press.
Seven turnovers for Winona, and for Winona State, they shot 39% from the field for the game, and they were 36% on threes, a 9 of 25 overall. 71% of the free throw line, 20 of 28. And Northwest out rebounding, very tall team in Winona as they won the board war there, 35 to 29.
Yeah, and that's going to be a key tomorrow, too. I really think rebounding will be big, and hopefully Northwest will be able to continue that play on the boards.
Northwest had four players in double figures. Deshaun Cooper with 29 points, 20 points for Dylan Starzl. Also tonight, 19 points for Connor Crooker. And 12 points for Zach Snyder. And Zach, 4 of 7 on three-pointers tonight. And again, I think at one point it was 4 of 6 on threes there in the first half.
Yeah, did a tremendous job. Got a lot of open looks because of the kick-out passes from the guys inside and took advantage of them.
Winona State led in scoring by Isaiah Gray with 16 points and Riley Bemenik with 16 as well. But Bemenik really not much of a factor in the second half.
No, he wasn't. He hit one real big three early on in the second half that you wondered, you know, is this going to be a point where they maybe turn it around and really start playing better, but they didn't really carry any momentum off of that.
Northwest with the win improves to 23-8, and Winona State closes out their year with a 26-8 record. And again, a tough matchup tomorrow night in the semifinals, as pretty much all semifinals are when you get to this point. Northwest will face Minnesota State Mankato at 7:30 tomorrow.
And, you know, it may sound funny, but of all the teams in the semifinals, I'm glad Northwest is facing Mankato. The other two teams, Central and Missouri Southern, it's a good thing they're on the other side of the bracket. Even though it's not an easy draw, it's definitely a draw that favors Northwest in what it could be going against another MIAA team.
Should be two very good games tomorrow, that Southern-Central matchup. Those two teams go at each other pretty well, and that'll be a 5 o'clock tip. And then you got the Northwest matchup with Minnesota State Mankato. If you're a basketball fan, you can't ask for a better day of basketball.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we had a good crowd here of Bearcat fans, which I'm sure will stay for at least tomorrow's game. And then when they win tomorrow, it'll be, okay, now do we figure out how to get here for Tuesday? That sort of thing. But we'll take one step tomorrow and hope there's another big crowd.
All right, that'll do it for our broadcast tonight from Mankato. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have that matchup between Northwest and Minnesota State Mankato as Minnesota State Mankato defeated Harding earlier tonight, 97-56. Bearcat men with the win, 98-77. 7:30 is tip-off time. We'll be on the air again tomorrow night at 7:10 with our pregame, leading your way to the tip-off of that NCAA Division II National Tournament Central Region semifinal. For Matt Gorder and also Brandon Travis, who's engineering the Bearcat Radio Network, I'm John Coffey. So long from Mankato, Minnesota.